Thank you so much to my panel, ending an incredible week in the news. Felicity Walls, digital editor at inews.co.uk. Josh Robinson, a reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much for being my Friday panel.
It was
Thank
a pleasure.
You.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm done for another week. Do you know what I might do? I think I'm going to go home and sleep after the week we've had in the news. But I'm not until I've listened to the wonderful next 3 hours of the wonderful
job. I mean, I can see you're lying, but I mean, well, it's at least you made an effort.
Was that I thought it sounded quite
convincing. It was a little bit convincing.
I listened to your show.
I know you do.
I've been on your show.
I know, and I like the image I have of you is every afternoon of you reclining.
On my chaise longue.
Yes, being fed wine while listening.
Well, just a drip. I just have the drip.
It's basically just intravenous.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What's on your show?
Oh, there's a man in a lift, and he's called Con. Let me tell you this. He's called Con, and he goes in the lift, but what he does, he takes the haters' texts and tweets that we get over the preceding 5 days. And rather than ignore them or report them to the police, he goes in the lift as it travels downwards through the building, and we call it condescending, do you see? And he reads them out, and that'll be happening, among other things.
Among other things. Thank you so much for listening to my show. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. You never know, we might get a nice quiet news week next week, but hey, I've got a funny feeling I'm going to be wrong. Derek Holmes with you all afternoon from 1 till 4. This is Talk Radio. Do stay tuned. Have a great weekend.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
I'm 44 years old with a 2-year-old son, and I live with my wife in southwest London. 18 months ago, I was sort of in a position just thinking about what I was going to do for extra money. And that's when my wife mentioned Uber. It only took me about 4 weeks to get my personal licence together and my vehicle licence together. So 4 weeks for me, it was fantastic. I think becoming a partner driver for Uber is like a get-out-of-jail-free card. It's something that you can have in your back pocket. You can do a day a week, 5 days a week. It's entirely up to you. You know, drive when you want to drive. And I tell you what... If you want to feel under pressure, take a lady in labour to the hospital in a car.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
eBay has all the new gifts you need for him this Christmas.
I think it's about time I started taking better care of myself.
Philips juicers.
I think I'm going to get rid of this beard.
Electric shavers.
Then I'll try and lose a few pounds.
Trainers.
Maybe buy myself a sleek new sports car.
Books on coping with the midlife crisis. Discover a fantastic range of new gifts for him this Christmas on eBay. The ultimate gifts for the man who wants to get shipshape shop.
There's a ketchup stain on my passenger seat.
It's sold 3 years ago.
My cup holder's too small for my grande skinny Americano.
It's got a silly name.
I've gone right off lime green.
Need a better excuse to upgrade your van? Now's the time to van up. Volkswagen are offering a £500 deposit contribution with two services for just £99. 9.9% APR representative available on all used vans until the end of November. Search Van Up to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, working with you. With hire purchase, business users only, minimum 20% deposit required. Service offer excludes VAT at 20%. Terms and conditions apply. 18s and over, subject to status. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services at participating van centres only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. Good afternoon. Hello, it's Friday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the country falls silent. Girls' abduction didn't take place. And Bowie's art goes under the hammer.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry has led the Armistice Day commemorations at the National Armed Forces Memorial in Staffordshire, laying a wreath and reading Rupert Brooke's poem, The Soldier. Rear Admiral Chris Parry has told Talk Radio it's important to keep honouring those who've died in conflict.
It's that willingness and readiness to stand in the front line that deters aggression. It also resists coercion and, frankly, keeps the peace in the modern world. And the day we are not willing to either remember our dead and that we are not willing to go in harm's way, is the day the world would be a very dangerous place indeed.
In Croydon, an extra minute silence has been held to remember the victims of this week's tram crash. Six men and one woman died when it came off the tracks in South London. A teenage girl who claimed to have been abducted and raped in Oxford was not abducted, according to police. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the details.
An investigation was launched in September when a 14-year-old girl said she'd been grabbed off the street, forced into a car and raped. But after sifting through CCTV and dashcam footage and speaking to witnesses, Thames Valley Police now say the evidence indicates the abduction did not take place. Officers are still looking into an offence of rape against the victim and are working with the girl at her pace.
The Foreign Secretary says European leaders need to snap out of their Trump election doom and gloom. Boris Johnson, who's been critical of the president-elect in the past, says the result is a great opportunity for the UK. And an art collection belonging to David Bowie has raised more than £24 million at auction. That's more than double the estimate. Every lot was sold at Sotheby's, with one painting going for just over £7 million.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Fine and bright for most of us, but turning wet and windy in the west, moving across Northern Ireland and Western Scotland by early evening. Highs of 10 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria.
That's okay, John.
You're very casual today.
Oh, I'm wearing a...
You're wearing your loungewear.
Isn't it a comfy jumper?
Because normally, I'll be honest with you. I mean, yesterday you said my hair was neat.
Yeah, so then you...
Is it still neat?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is fine, of course. Normally, I'll be honest with you, you'd make an effort when you come to work, don't you?
I made an effort today, I'll have you know.
Oh. Well, yeah, but normally you have a
manicure last night.
Thanks for showing me that. You normally wear a dress and a thing, don't you?
A thing?
Well, you normally...
What's a thing?
What I'm saying is you're normally turned out smartly.
Oh, you're saying I don't look smart?
Well, you've got a bit loungewear.
It's a grey jumper.
Yes.
It's quite loose fitting.
Yes. Oh, no, no.
It's cold.
I'm not like it. I'm just saying I've not seen you in that sort of...
Well, you're wearing a woolly cardigan.
Yeah. Fashionable.
Is it?
When I could take anything, Victoria, that's not fashionable. And if I wear it, it's fashion. Now it's fashion.
Really?
Yep.
You're trying to kid yourself.
Okay. Good afternoon, by the way. It's Friday. Here's Peter. It's a bit Friday-ish today, isn't it?
Yeah. I've already had two bits of cake. Happy birthday, Joe, on reception.
Is it Joe on reception's birthday?
It was this week, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that cake's been sitting around for a while, has it?
No, she brought them in today.
Oh, okay, fine.
It's little fairy cakes.
Okay.
Delicious.
All right. good insight. Right. Here's Pete. Is it Pete Abbott again?
Yeah.
Here's Pete Abbott, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. There's a big night of World Cup qualifiers this evening with England, Scotland and Northern Ireland all in action. Northern Ireland are at home to unbeaten Azerbaijan, but the big game comes at Wembley as England take on Scotland in Group F. England haven't lost in 32 qualifying matches. It's been a largely frustrating day three for England's cricketers in their first test in India. Only four wickets fell all day as the hosts moved towards matching the tourist first innings score of 537. At close of play, India were 319 for four, trailing by 218 runs. Scotland will look to end their Four Nations Rugby League campaign on a high against New Zealand in Workington tonight. Steve McCormack's side have so far lost to Australia and England. An unlikely victory over the Kiwis would boost England's chances of reaching the final. In Formula One, first practice is underway ahead of Sunday's Brazilian Grand Prix. Britain's defending world champion Lewis Hamilton has gone fastest so far. And British boxer Stephen Smith has weighed in successfully ahead of his second crack at a world title. He faces WBA super featherweight champion Jason Sosa of America tomorrow night.
Crack.
That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Patabat. That's pre-recorded. and Victoria has the news live.
Yeah.
Except she doesn't really, because she's all on what she is. She's on buttons. So whenever Victoria speaks, I press a button. As you learned yesterday, she...
It's not true, you're lying.
See, we invent...
This is not true.
We invent these conversations.
No.
And I'm just pressing the no button.
It's really clever how you press all the deny buttons when you're explaining it.
It is good, isn't it? Yeah.
It's because he's a liar.
See? It's great. We just build up these conversations. Yeah. She's not even here. She goes...
I am here. You just criticised my jumper.
Yeah, but I did that earlier.
That was live.
Yeah, but I did that earlier. And we pre-recorded the jumper thing.
No.
And you're not even here. That's the...
not true.
Button.
Stop it.
Not true button.
Stop it.
Stop it button.
Don't press that.
Thanks, Victoria.
You're not welcome.
See? Press the button. Laugh button. Right then, Chloe's here though, so she's going to press a button herself now and move this along a bit.
Talk Radio.
Oh man, there's so much I want to tell you about this new Sky Q box. Firstly, it lets you store over 1,000 hours of TV, way more than before, so you don't have to worry about deleting stuff. And you can record 4 shows while watching a fifth, so you don't have to worry about clashes either. Not bad, eh? Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires Sky Q 2TB box and Sky TV subscription compared with standard 500GB Sky Plus HD box.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Going straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, I am what that bit of production just intimated. Let's talk about today's Tamworth Business Award. Ginger Dave is making a little video of himself. That's Cornelius' Saturday night sorted. Let's start with some, in a kind of meta sort of way. Right, Chuckles. Asprodcast is being a violent thug who the judge said showed no remorse whatsoever.
Because of I can't say this word.
And I'm now the nation's sweetheart.
I wouldn't want to go to a display where someone can't even stay on the phone.
So you go in expecting Dante's Inferno scale destruction.
Yeah.
And then he was killed.
Alex, over to you. Cue Alex. Alex, go. Speak. Camera, Alex.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar, and this isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, it will twist the very fabric of nature.
Well, good afternoon then, and hello to you. 9 minutes past 1 o'clock. And welcome to a Friday. Friday's rough approximation of a programme. It's your 1 till 4 in the afternoon thing on Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And very much like the awkward handshake between Barack Obama and Donald Trump, we now limply grasp your Friday and give it a half-arsed shake. Which is exactly the sort of person that Donald Trump wouldn't even let into the country now. Well, come in, my friend, come in. Think of your relationship with this show, right? As much like the relationship between the outgoing black president and the incoming orange one. In the sense that you don't necessarily like it, but at the end of the day, here it is, so you kind of have to deal with it and you've got to make the best of it. I don't know whether you saw the meeting. The pictures of it, of course, are all on the front of the papers today. I very much enjoyed the meeting between Donald Trump and Barack Obama. You could sort of see in Obama's eyes, couldn't you, that he was already plotting stuff for when Trump moves into the White House. Dead fish behind the radiator. I think we know that's going to be happening. Cress seeds in the Oval Office rug. Plus, I think he's going to put a timer plug on the nuclear button. So that 5 minutes after Trump takes office, launch. Trump won't even know there's a timer plug by then. And he'll get all the all the pranks, isn't it? He'll get the blame for all the pranks. Anyway, hello, welcome. Friday afternoon then, as I say, and I expect you are wondering what's going to be coming up in the name of entertainment in the next 3 hours. Well, it will come as no surprise to learn then that there is, as ever, a cordial invitation to the news house. What? What that means. Anyway, make up a news story. The news house is at 2 o'clock. Make up a news story and have it sit awkwardly in the 2 p.m. bulletin, like the made-up news equivalent of Donald Trump sitting in a chair next to Barack Obama. All awkward, just awkward. The news news comes at 2 o'clock, but it will contain a lie, a fib, a fabrication and a fake. Be the creator of that lie. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Headline Hijack, that's what we call it. Hijack the headlines. Get involved. The lines are open now. Naturally, we'll also be inducting another lonely luncher into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, if you are lunching alone for any reason at all, and you want to be on the receiving end of a crap gift prize, such as a Talk Radio mug, or a TalkSport mug, or a TalkSport 2 mug, then goodness me, this is the feature for you. Simply this. Are you lunching alone? Get on the phone, tell us why. Email us, we'll call you back. Here's the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. There's work experience punditry, of course. Rob is in today, continuing his unpaid training to become the next generation of broadcaster and critic, as he reviews some films for us for the weekend. There's the day's big stories, of course, as well. Analysed through the syllable-heavy medium of Japanese poetry, it's the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets. Will we be out on the streets? Are we going out on the streets today? We're not going out on the streets today, apparently. Oh, that's fine.
Too dangerous out there.
Yeah, well, it is dangerous, isn't it? It's all changed, isn't it? There's riots, apparently. There's anti-Trump riots, so we're not going out on the streets today. Fine. Tell you what there is, though, our brand loyalty quiz. The end of the week quiz. Have you been listening over the past 5 days? Well, we don't give you a loyalty card, but we do give you an end of the week loyalty quiz. It's on the way. If you'd like to get involved with that, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Also today, Cornelius, of course, will be in the lift. Con.
Hi.
For the purposes of this, he's going to be in the lift, as is traditional on Friday, reading out the texts and the tweets from the haters who are going to hate this show and me personally. Rather than ignore their hate or report them to Twitter, we simply print them out and Con reads them out loud, live from the lift here in the building. As it travels downwards, it's a feature we call condescending. There's also live music, of course, as another busker is dragged in off the street. There's a big debate at 3. And it is Friday. That means it's some Request Friday. We're not allowed to play music requests, like Radio 2 do, on all Request Friday. But we are allowed to play speech and talk requests. If you've got a speech or a talk you'd love to hear, maybe it means a lot to you. It might be your birthday, celebrating that, wedding anniversary, etc. Or you've just got a speech worm in your head and you can't get rid of it and it's a banging Friday anthem. Let us know, because we can play your speech and talk requests. It's a talk radio station. What do you expect? Ginger Dave not producing today. Student Radio Awards last night. I mean, that's basically his Christmas. I imagine he hoiked his sack up a few chimneys. Ass Prodcast is through the glass. He's through the
miserable window.
Yeah.
Chloe's on the buttons today. Hello, Chloe.
Yeah, hi.
Now, what is this about you having a day off?
Apparently...
Someone told me you weren't even in today. And
yeah,
yet here
I know.
Where did that rumour come from? Why are you here?
Maybe it was wishful thinking.
Yeah, it might have been, yeah. Victoria's got the news.
Yeah.
Yep. Paid intern Cornelius...
Hello.
...and I are about to just recreate the very awkward handshake between Donald Trump and Barack Obama. Just recreate that situation.
Do I have to touch it?
Right, now, that's exactly what he said. Come on. Come and sit on my lap.
What? He didn't sit on his lap.
Come and sit on my lap. Come on.
I think it makes sense for you to sit on my lap.
There we go. Bit of hug. Nice hug.
You've been drinking.
Nice hug. There we go. Thanks, Con. I am John Holmes. This is your Talk Radio. In the afternoons on Talk Radio. Let's start with some music.
Too much, too young. You're dying too much. Much too young. You're married with a kid when you could be having fun with me. We'll be right back.
much too young. You married with a kid when you could be having fun with me. We need your birth control. We don't want no picnic.
Good afternoon. This is Talk Radio in the afternoon. And that's some music that I'm playing. Why would I be playing it, though, on a talk radio station? I'll tell you why. It's to get into today's big story. Because, of course, that's how we do it. It's production colour, they call it. It's where you think about what you're going to talk about on the radio. And then you play a little bit of music to get you into the big story because it makes the show flow better, apparently. That's it. So I'm playing that today to get into today's big story. But what would it be, Cornelius? I know you love to guess.
Is it about young people?
No.
Is it about having done too much?
Too much too young?
Mm.
No.
The Specials.
Yes.
Special.
Yes.
What's special?
The relationship.
Oh, yeah, it's a good choice.
The special relationship between Britain and America, of course, has come under increasing, analytics, I suppose, over the last 24/48 hours. Interesting that Donald Trump spoke to 9 world leaders before he phoned Theresa May. We've seen the awkward sitting on the chair with Barack Obama. But he insists, as does Theresa May, that there is still a special relationship between our two countries. But how special is it, and what is that relationship in the future? We're going to find out by talking to a guest, which is where Asprod Cass comes in.
Yep.
Could there be, Asprod Cass, a guest to talk us through the special relationship, please?
Could there be?
Yes.
I suppose there could.
Yes. Could we get someone to talk about relationships, please?
International relationships?
Any relationship.
What, like people relationships?
If you like.
All right.
Talking to a guest next about the special relationship on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Get even more from Selco Builders Warehouse with our great Christmas voucher promotion. On top of our massive stocks of trade products at great trade prices, you'll be full of Christmas cheer when you earn vouchers to spend on your Christmas shopping. For every £50 excluding VAT you spend, you'll receive coupons to exchange for shopping vouchers. So get straight down to Selco Builders Warehouse now and start earning vouchers to make your Christmas that bit more rewarding. Offer ends 18th of December.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
They do say diamonds are a girl's best friend. At the perfume shop, Emporio Armani Diamonds is £39.99 for 100ml while stocks last, saving £29 on the RRP of £69. Give your confident woman a little sparkle this Christmas. You know the person, we know the perfume. At the perfume shop.
I drive with Uber to make extra cash for Christmas.
And to fit around school hours.
I'm driving with Uber to help save towards my deposit.
And actually, I get to be my own boss.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6, if you're northbound, still struggling after a breakdown in the roadworks between 18 for Middlewich and 19 for Knutsford. An accident on the northbound M1's causing delays as you head towards junction 19 for Catthorpe and the M6 and the A14. A couple of lorries have been involved in an accident there. 2 lanes are out. Still very slow around the Barton Mills area of Suffolk after early problems on the southbound A11 around the A1065. With Somerset's M5 struggling because of roadworks near Bridgewater, and in Kent, the A2 through Gravesend is queuing towards an accident eastbound near to the Northfleet turn. I'm Joanna Adams.
At Morrison's, selected 70-centilitre bottles of spirits are any two for £20. Choose from Famous Grouse, Smirnoff Vodka, Gordon's Gin, Three Barrels Brandy, Bailey's and many more. Christmas. Morrison's makes it.
Majority of stores whilst promotional stocks last. Exclude Scotland. £14 to £17 each. Max 4. Ends 20th of November. Please drink responsibly.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Hello, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. A lot of your reactions coming in before we get to today's big story, of course. A lot of reactions. This is Talk Radio. It's home of reactions. If you've got a reaction, why not simply hang around outside the building and throw it at presenters as they come in? Here's some that got stuck to Julia Hartley Brewer earlier.
Lots coming in, John. John, what's happened to all the other news? Has everything stopped except Trump? How does it all work? And John, I think it's a great shame that we've lost Leonard Cohen. His cover of Alexandra Burke's Hallelujah was beautiful.
Yes,
almost as good as the original.
Absolutely so. Right. Yeah, and that is a shame. Interesting, we played Leonard Cohen on the show the other day, on the day of the election result, on Wednesday.
Yes, that's correct.
We played Leonard Cohen's The Future, and then he died. Coincidence? Yes. Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and as Barack Obama spits in his hand before extending it to Trump, it is time to ask, of course, what of the so-called special relationship? We learn today that Donald Trumpty Dumpty took time off building his wall and spoke with nine other leaders before even bothering with Theresa May. Nine other leaders. All the while presumably telling her she was the only one and that he loved her. Is Donald Trump, among the other things that Donald Trump is, a country player? Or just one syllable of that phrase? Is telling Theresa May one thing, but seeing other countries behind her back, is that what he's doing? It's all very awkward with Barack Obama, of course. You've probably seen the photographs on all the papers. At first, the awkward handshake. Then the not quite looking at each other thing. And then the fight, of course, which left Obama with a black eye. And Trump with an orange one. And then, of course, all those pictures today of the makeup sex that they had. But what of the UK and USA special relationship? Where are we now? Well, to make sense of this, hello to Mary Clegg. She's a sex and relationships psychotherapist. Hello, Mary.
Hello, John.
How are you? Lovely to talk to you, by the way. Thank you for coming.
Very well, thank you. Enjoying sunny Dorset.
Sunny Dorset, how nice. Well, sunny Dorset is part of the UK, isn't it, Mary? Let's be honest. I have checked that fact. And where are we now? Look, you're a sex and relationships expert, okay? So very briefly, tell us what that involves, what you do.
Oh, well, I'm a psychotherapist first and foremost.
Yeah.
So I would deal with anything to do with mental health issues.
Yes.
But my couples in particular come to see me when they're at a crossroads in their relationship.
Right.
A lot of them are in a certain degree of crisis because they've left it so long. I wish they'd come to see me sooner. We could do so much more. But that's what I do. I help people, put their relationships back together, help them with their sex lives, get them back on track. and it's a very interesting job.
Yes, it sounds it, and I imagine it's quite fulfilling because you're there helping people, and that's a good thing. So let's take the relationship between America and Britain and put it into your world, because it's all about we learn. It's all about the special relationship. In your professional opinion, Mary, where in if you liken it to a relationship, where are we now? We've got as we say, Trump called Theresa May.
I think they've just walked in through my door.
Well, what would be your advice? Because at the end of the day, they're both saying it's a special relationship. We've got no evidence of that yet. She was ninth on the list in the world leaders that Trump called, according to the papers today. So a little bit of advice from you, Mary. If you sat Britain and America down now, what would you say to them?
Well, Trump's talking about having a good working relationship, and he talks about shared values. However, it's not helpful that Theresa May has called him divisive and unhelpful.
Mm-hmm.
There was a very interesting bit in the Daily Mail about the body language that Trump was displaying, and I saw it too, which was that he was actually tentative, serious, and fearful.
Yeah.
And certainly the body language between Obama and Trump was saying, you know, I am the boss here. Now, if I see that in my therapy room, you know, I might actually point it out very diplomatically.
Mm.
Because I might look to saying, well, you know, what about the one who feels maybe the underdog? You know, how do they feel?
In that meeting between Barack Obama and Donald Trump, who, in your professional opinion, who was the underdog? Because he's coming in as the president-elect, but he's still the president. So they're both trying to own that room. So who do you think was the underdog in that yesterday?
That's a really difficult thing to answer because, you know, Trump hasn't actually got where he's got without having some skills of some sort. I mean, you know, we don't know quite what they are. We haven't really seen it.
That's a fair point.
But he's got there having some sort of skills. He's a billionaire. You don't do that. You know, you could do it by being very ruthless.
Yeah, but he also inherited a lot of that money as well, didn't he? So,
well, yes. Yeah. And I think Obama comes from a place of confidence, and Trump looks like the new boy on the block. And I think he's going to get a bit of a roasting. He may be as he is, but he's coming up against, you know, he's not president himself. And I think people really need to realize this. There is an enormous mechanism and machinery behind the presidency.
Yeah.
So he can't, you know, he might throw his toys out the pram, but he won't be able to get what he wants in a way that he wants. And so he may have to learn tolerance, which will be a very good thing for him.
In your, if you were to give advice, though, so let's go bring it back to Theresa May, because that's what they're saying. It's still a special relationship. We've had a special relationship, as we know, for decades with America. And this is a trade relationship. It is a financial relationship, it's a support relationship, it's a defence relationship, all of these things. Now, Trump's coming in as a wild card. So just in terms of what advice would you give? How are they going to get on? Because, as you rightly say, Theresa May has said that about him. You know, it's not going to be an easy meeting, but just counsel that for a moment, if you would.
OK, well, if you look at any relationship, one of the exercises I get couples to do fairly early on is to actually look at what values are most important to them.
Yeah.
Then, you know, look at, you know, whether, so you come up with like a top five. It might be honesty, fairness, friendliness. It may be emotional support, fun together, respect, communication, understanding, all of those kinds of values. And then actually, are they met in this relationship?
Yeah.
And so when you look at, you know, because they're talking about shared values, I'd really like to know what those shared values are. And then the work actually is to say, well, if they're not met in this relationship, how can we meet them? How can those needs for instance, honesty and transparency?
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of couples come to me where there may have been an affair or somebody's had online chat rooms which have got a bit out of hand, or there's been lack of honesty.
Yeah.
Even in saying your truth, people are afraid of, because they don't want to hurt the other.
So it's about being honest, and in terms of not hurting the other person, you're going to hurt them more by lying, is what you're saying. So you
absolutely
might as well, yeah. So you might as well be upfront about it. Yeah.
Even though that's hard
yeah
to do, then the other person is not left in any doubt. So I think Theresa May is
yeah
quite a strong woman,
yeah,
but she needs to be absolutely transparent.
Right, and then that will lead to, I mean, essentially we are, with America, we are friends with benefits.
Yes.
Good. And spooning. If America and Britain were to spoon, who would be at the back?
Ooh. Because both of them are newbies, you know, that they haven't done this before. Theresa has been on the circuit for a great deal
yes
longer. So I think that Donald Trump has a great deal of naivety.
Yeah.
But I wonder whether he'll also be a people pleaser.
Well, I mean, I suppose they could swap position.
I think they could be, yes, interchangeable.
Okay. Listen, Mary, thank you. That's really helpful. Thank you very much. Mary Clegg there, sex and relationships psychotherapist, helping us through the understanding of Britain and America's relationship in the future. And I think what we learned there was that Britain and America will continue to spoon, but they will interchange as to who goes behind who. You're listening to Talk Radio. Have you got a reaction on that, please? We'd like to take your opinion. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And in the next bit of the programme, well, Headline Hijack on the way, I'll explain that in a minute. And, of course, A Lonely Luncher. If you're lunching alone, we do want to hear from you. But just after 1:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Silences have been held across the country to mark Armistice Day. Prince Harry's read a poem as he attended a service at the National Armed Forces Memorial in Staffordshire. Meanwhile, England and Scotland footballers are preparing to defy FIFA and wear poppies tonight. The two sides meet in a World Cup qualifier at Wembley. Rear Admiral Chris Parry's told Talk Radio the poppy is not political.
Let's have a look at every badge that footballers wear on their shirt. We're going to ban crosses from the St George's flag. We're going to ban other national symbols, for example. So it's ridiculous. And the poppy is a universal, I think, universally understood symbol of remembrance.
Police investigating a schoolgirl's claims that she was abducted and raped in Oxford have now ruled out that she was snatched off the street. The 14-year-old told investigators she was made to get into a hatchback car as she was walked down the road in September. Officers are still investigating a claim of rape. Boris Johnson has told European leaders a collective whingerama over the US election has to stop. The Foreign Secretary, who previously claimed Donald Trump was clearly out of his mind, now says they should embrace the Trump administration. Tributes are being paid to the singer-songwriter and poet Leonard Cohen, who's died aged 82. He was behind the classic song Hallelujah, one of the most covered tracks of all time. Carole King has tweeted saying rest in peace, while Russell Crowe thanked him for the quiet night's reflection and perspective. In sport, two late wickets have given England a big boost. Why are you interrupting?
Why are you doing sport? You don't do sport.
Yeah, but...
You never do sport.
Sometimes I do a sporty headline on
the
half-past.
No, you don't.
I do when you're not around.
Oh. That's never happened before.
By the way, tomorrow I'm going to be on air and I'll be doing lots of sport.
Great news. Why? Yep. Are you doing Talk Sport tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you?
And also Talk Radio and Virgin. You do a lot on that shift.
Wow.
Anyway, and in sport, two late wickets have given England a big boost at the end of day three of their first test with India. The hosts closed on 319 for four in their first innings, trailing by 218 runs.
Who got those three wickets?
Dunno.
Oh.
The weather fine and bright for most
great
of us.
Great sport news.
Well, I have a script. I don't expect to be interrogated. Turning wet and windy in the west, moving across Northern Ireland and Western Scotland by early evening. Highs are 10 degrees.
When you do the news on Talk Sport,
yeah,
is it all sport?
No.
Because
so you
and
do
then
news
at the end, do you go, and in Talk News?
No.
Is the news powered by Talk Radio?
No, it's not.
Well, it should be, shouldn't it?
No.
Because you're...
I have to say that, though.
What do you have to say?
On Talk Radio.
You have to say... That's
powered by Talk Sport.
But it's Talk... What? You have to say that on TalkSport. But it is
no,
Talk...
No. When I'm on the weekends and I'm doing Talk Radio.
Do you do the actual just sport news, like Ben?
Yeah, but I have to do news and
but you
sport.
Don't know anything about sport.
Talk radio on at the weekends.
Yes.
Is it?
And we've got a special show on Sunday.
I didn't know that. Have we?
Yeah, I think Paul Ross
that's
is
not
doing,
special.
No, he's not usually on Sundays, though.
Oh, he's a bit
he's doing an, like a Trump special.
Is he?
I think.
Are we not asked to do that?
No.
You've already done one.
Paul Ross has already done one. He's done quite a few.
You jealous? You jealous?
No, I'm just asking.
Sounds like you might be.
I'm just working out how it all works. Anyway, that's Victoria with the news and sport.
I'm not doing that again with you.
That's not the first time you said that. And there's a lonely luncher coming up. If you're lunching alone, then please get
John,
in.
John, what
in.
Was that gesture you just did?
Get in touch. Lonely Lunch.
That was inappropriate.
Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk if you're lunching alone.
For a while longer.
Chloe's going to press a button to get us the hell out of this.
Sorry to keep you waiting, complicated business.
The week that shook the world.
We're going to build the wall, okay, believe me.
We have lived through a remarkable 7 days. Against all the experts and commentators, Donald Trump is the president-elect of the United States.
That's why we have freedom of speech, folks, you know.
The week that shook the world. And we're reflecting it right here on Talk Radio, Sunday morning from 11, with me, Paul Ross, expert commentators, and yourselves. Get involved.
Trump is first.
It's a Talk Radio special with me, Paul Ross, Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
That's the way it goes.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Headline hijack on the way. That was Victoria there doing the, well, the news. Of sorts. And in 20 minutes' time, there will be the news at 2 o'clock. Now, within that news at 2 o'clock, there will, of course, be a made-up news lie. If you're new to the programme, hello, you're very welcome, by the way. And here, let me explain what's going to happen. So, 2 o'clock. We know, because of the data, that people are out for lunch at the moment. The data indicates that people go for lunch between 1 and 2 o'clock from the workplace. That's kind of a lunch. I believe they call it lunchtime. And we have researched it. The data backs that up. So what they do is they get back to their desk or wherever, switch the radio back on at 2 o'clock and listen to Talk Radio. But because they're not listening to this bit, what we do is we put a made-up news story in the news bulletin to confuse them, right? But because you're listening, this is your chance to do that and join in. So make up a news story. Here's the number to send it to, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So already, many made-up news stories coming in. This is from Paul. John Lewis have had to remove their brand new Christmas advert just hours after its release, after a number of videos started to be uploaded on YouTube of people hurling wildlife onto trampolines trying to recreate the videos. The RSPCA have condemned John Lewis for the advert, saying that animals and trampolines are not a good mix. A lot of bouncing animals overnight. Of course, there's also the trampoline, which is perfectly acceptable. If you are in the vicinity of Donald Trump at any point, you are. It's perfectly acceptable, it turns out, to throw an animal at his face just to see if it bounces off. Like, and then if he argues with that, just tell him it's the John Lewis trampoline. So throw a squirrel at his face, or a hedgehog, or a fox, or a badger. You go badger.
Yeah.
That's a good text in, actually. 87222. What animal would you throw at Donald Trump's face? What? You're going badger.
Badger.
I'm going ocelot.
Mm.
Yeah, I am. What animal would you throw at Donald Trump's face? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with
whatever animal you'd throw at Donald Trump's face.
Right, I don't do your job.
Cornelius, what's been coming in for Headline
this
Hijack?
This is from Sammy, who says, protesters on the streets in America who are part of the hashtag Not My President campaign are claiming they've been misrepresented by the global press. The movement was initially reported to be protesting against Donald Trump and his win, but it has since been made clear that it's actually members of the Pedantic Society of America who are taking to the streets to remind everyone that Donald Trump is not president, but president-elect.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Major news stories then. There will be one in the news at 2 o'clock. It could well be yours. You are cordially invited to send them hither. There's the number again. Look, 8722.
Start your message with a word.
Do you want to do the cost thing as well?
Yeah, it costs 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
At Talk Radio. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's free, isn't it? All right. Lonely Lunch. Next, we will induct someone into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
By the time Max has finished painting that radiator, by the time Liam has found the right spanner, and Matt has made them all a cuppa,
still two sugars, Liam,
their click and collect order will be ready at Screwfix. With click and collect, you can check stock online at screwfix.com, order, and thousands of trade products are ready to pick up in as little as 1 minute from any of our 480 stores nationwide. Click and collect from Screwfix in as little as 1 minute.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your vehicle come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new vehicles at their sales event between the 11th and 14th of November. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range, at participating retailers from the 11th till the 14th of November. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Landlords, Direct Line guaranteed to beat any quote for the same cover. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hampshire's M3 is struggling south because of an accident between 11 for Winchester South and 12 for Eastleigh. So restrictions on the carriageway because of that. Roadworks on Somerset's M5 near Bridgewater is causing delays. That's around junction 23. Earlier problems on the northbound M1 through Northamptonshire has left a big queue from 16 at Daventry up towards 19 at Catthorpe for the M6. Though the three lorries involved in the accident are now on the hard shoulder. And through Long Bennington in Nottinghamshire, the southbound A1 is slow as the recovery of an accident continues near to Great North Road. I'm Joanna Adams.
At Morrison's, selected 70 centilitre bottles of spirits are only two for £20. Choose from Famous Grouse, Smirnoff Vodka, Gordon's Gin, Three Barrels Brandy, Baileys and many more. Christmas. Morrison's makes it.
Majority of stores whilst promotional stocks last. Exclude Scotland. £14 to £17 each. Max 4 ends 20th of November. Please drink responsibly.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio Friday. Of course, I'm John Holmes. And just ahead of what might be your very last weekend on God's earth, due to the fact that Donald Trump is now in charge of the nuclear codes, or is soon to be. We've been looking at the news today, and I mean, let me give you, you know, for instance, you know, Aaron Sorkin has also. Did you see the letter that Aaron Sorkin wrote?
No, I haven't seen this.
The creator of The West Wing.
Mm.
Wrote a letter to his daughters.
Oh, his daughters, yes,
that's,
I have seen
that's
this.
Right. He wrote a letter to his daughters once Trump got elected. And in it, he called Donald Trump an incompetent pig with dangerous ideas. Mm. I don't know whether you've seen it, but I mention it because, of course, I mean, if you've read the letter, there's only one way to read the letter. I mean, obviously, I mean, I did the same. If you read an Aaron Sorkin letter, what you have to do is read it quickly while walking down a corridor with an advisor telling you what else you have to do today. And then you have to sign something that someone hands you,
yeah,
and then quickly hand it back while reading the letter from Aaron Sorkin. It's a bit of a niche West Wing joke there, isn't it? Anyway, what I'm getting at is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
Donald
it.
Donald Trump can't get his head around it either, Cornelius. Did you know that?
No.
Because when he came out, the first words he said when he came on Wednesday, when he gave his victory speech, he actually admitted that he couldn't get his head around it. He said this.
Complicated business.
Mm. That's what he said. He said it was a complicated business. Mm. And he's right. It is very much a
complicated business.
And we can help Donald Trump and you get your head around it by bringing you the news in the ancient and traditional form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Minute silence at 11. Welcome respite from Julia.
The news in haikus just coming up to 10 to 2.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And this is where we induct a listener to this very programme into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. Hello. You're very, very welcome. And here's how it works. You've just got to be lunching alone. Many people are lunching alone, of course. The reason is insignificant. We just want to hear from you if you happen to be eating your lunch with no company whatsoever, because we will be your company, my friend. We welcome you in with open arms. The handshake we will give you is far removed from the awkward one between Barack Obama and Donald Trump in the White House. As is firm, warm and welcoming. And we firmly, warmly welcome Vince, who is on the telephone from Oxford. Hello, Vince.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you, Vince. How are you?
Lonely.
Well, of course, you see, Vince, that's the point of the exercise, isn't it? Lonely Lunch, Vince, as you know, sees you inducted into the Talk Radio in the afternoons, 1 till 4 o'clock, Tupperware Hall of Despair. That's how it works. And all you have to do, and as you have met the qualifications, they are simply that you are lunching alone. Why are you lunching alone, Vince?
I've got a day off work, and I'm the only one in my house, so I'm on my own.
Day off work. And work-wise, what do you do?
I work in a special needs school, but it's residential, so...
Oh, okay, so you do that, I guess, if it's residential, I'm guessing you sort of have, like, 4 days in and 4 days off kind of thing. Is that how it works?
Yeah, 5 days, 2 days, but it's not weekend days, we work weekends.
I understand, right, so do you stay over as well, presumably, in the school, do you?
Yeah, we sleep in.
Yeah, I see.
Every now and again.
Good, well, and what a commendable job, Vince, what a nice thing to do. Have you been doing it long?
Just over a year now.
Okay, right. So I don't know how old you are, but are you a newly qualified teacher? I mean, or is this something you sort of moved into?
I would love to say I was a teacher, but I'm a therapeutic care worker is my... I wouldn't take the teacher name.
No, that's fair enough. No, I simply jumped down the alleyway, of course, because you said school. But of course, there are things. So, did you train in Oxford? Are you from Oxford, or did you just move there for the job?
No, I'm Welsh. I don't sound Welsh.
You don't sound Welsh.
I'm Welsh.
could you put on a Welsh accent for us?
See by welcome to the Wales.
Yes, pretty good. There you go. Yeah. Could we conduct the rest of this in a Welsh accent? Is that all right?
Christ, no. I could do South African.
That'll do. You do South African. Do South African for us.
Right there. How are you doing, my friend? Let's do this interview.
That's pretty good, actually. You do South Africa and I'll do Birmingham. For the rest of this.
I'll do Geordie.
You do Geordie. Right, okay. Here we go.
The weirdest grouping of people ever.
Isn't it, though? It's like the setup to a joke. A South African and a Birmingham and a Geordie walk into a bar.
And it all goes wrong.
Yeah. Good. All right, then. So, Vince, right. So, you work in Oxford. That's very good. Now, tell me why... You've already told me why you're lunching alone, but the question is, Vince, what are you having for your lunch?
You see, now I'm having fajitas on my own here. I've made chicken fajitas.
No way! Yeah, Jordan, no way!
I don't know why you think he's joking. He's just having chicken fajitas. It's not that weird.
You're joking.
It's not that weird, is it?
No,
I've got refried beans. I've got a bit of salad. I've got some peppers in there. I mean, it's pretty good right now. I'm pretty happy with myself.
Yeah, good. here's the thing, right? You're lunching alone. And you're having fajitas. Fajitas is a strong choice, actually, I think, for the lunch, isn't it? So, we can idly chit and chat, Vince, about anything that you like, because that's the point of the exercise. You get inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, and... And we can literally chat about anything. I mean, let's. Why don't we do? The point is, Vince, we are taking on the role of virtual friend and colleague. So... We can. It's like you are meeting us in your workplace, like in the kitchen or something. You don't know us very well, and we're going to have a little bit of an awkward chat. So, do you want to do the American presidency or something? Do you want to chat about that? I don't know how you feel about that.
It's funny. I've given up on South Africa, and I can't do it.
Okay, fine.
I wish I could do it. I've run out. I'll sound African in very.
I mean, you did. I thought that was pretty commendable. Actually, that was pretty good South African accent. Let me just ask: what's your favourite? What's your favourite Scandinavian country? Out of interest.
Scandinavian country.
Yeah.
Probably Sweden.
Sweden, good. Cornelius, what's your favourite Scandinavian country?
Norway.
That was a setup. I love it.
Yeah, it was. It's like we planned it, Vince. Here's the question, though: have we made your lunchtime fewer lonely?
It's been funny.
I think we have.
It's been great.
It's good. Listen, it is good to talk. Let's idly, because let's be honest with you. We're on a talk radio station. You know, there are callers occasionally, right? That phone in and it's talk about the topics of the day. So this is a good opportunity, isn't it? Where you can just sort of tell us how you took Wednesday's the coming of the Trumpy Christ. How did you respond to that, the Donald Trump thing? What's your take on that, Vince?
That morning was a difficult morning because I woke up. Because our power in our house is on the meter.
Yeah.
And the meter had run out, so we had no power. Then I went on my phone and found out Trump was president.
Yeah.
So I had a cold shower thinking about Trump being president, and it was just a difficult morning.
Yeah.
And it was...
I mean, do you think... I mean, it's funny, isn't it? Because I'll be honest with you, Vince. I don't live in London. I travel to London on the train, right?
Yeah.
Ordinarily... It's not southern trains, which are appalling. It's southeastern trains, which are sometimes appalling. Ordinarily, when I come in the morning, it's not commuter time. I come in a little bit later, and the trains are fine. On Trumpageddon Day, right, the trains were rubbish, and I blamed him. And I wonder if you blamed him for the lack of electricity in your house, because it's
absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. It's not a coincidence, is it, Vince?
Trump got in my pump.
Yeah.
Made them cold.
Yeah. By the way, it's a tweet actually, sorry, it just came in from Jacob, who sent, Vince sounds lovely and lonely, is there any way to get in touch with him? He sounds like a great guy. Just telling you that, Jacob wants to know you, Vince.
That's nice, isn't it?
Isn't it though? But that's what this is about, you see, this is the point of the exercise, is that we make you feel lonely, we put you in touch with people. That's the Tupperware Hall of Despair, which you are now inducted into. Now, the other good news for you is that you get to choose a gift prize, because you are inducted in, and you get, as a souvenir of your time with us... Vince,
I fear what this is going to be.
You get a gift prize. Chloe will now press a button that will indicate, there it is, that will indicate the coming of the gift prizes. And what you'll hear now is a list of gift prizes. And just listen carefully, because you get to choose one of them at the end. We'll start with
a talk radio mug.
No way.
And we'll go next to a...
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
You're joking.
A Talk Sport mug.
No way.
A copy of a portrait of an idiot as a young man.
You're joking, no way.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
No way.
A 2016 Talk Sport Colin Murray calendar.
You're joking.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Bush took a trial.
Is no way you're joking and Buster are the only things you can say in a Geordie accent.
Be no on. Way.
Right. Good. So you get to choose one of those gift prizes, Vince. Which would you like?
I want the colander.
You want the colander? Good, strong choice. You're getting the colander. You're getting a John Holmes in. It was a typo. Colin Murray got a calendar. We sent an email. There was a typo. We ended up with a colander. It's a long story, but either way, we will send you a colander. Vince, excellent. A pleasure to talk to you, Vince.
It's been fun.
It's Vince. That's Vince. He's in Oxford. All right, Vince. Could you say goodbye to us in your South African, please?
All right, then. Pleasure to talk to you, boys. I'll be going out to the bush now, so I'll be having a great day. Okay.
Good. That's Vince. He's in Oxford via South Africa. You are listening to Talk Radio. There's a small matter of a headline hijack, of course, now. By the way, if you want to become inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, like Vince just then there's an email address you can get in touch with us at lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Right. Headline hijack, then. A made-up news story in the news, which is coming next. That is all we ask of you. You know how it works. It's there to prove the lie that is the news to those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Today's made-up news story comes courtesy of...
It's Ben.
Ben. No way! Is that right?
No, not really.
Okay, where's he from? Is he from North? Is he from...
No, Oslo.
Oh, my God. Ben's in Oslo.
Where is Oslo?
And he's got his made-up news story into
he's
the...
He's actually from Braintree.
Okay. Into the news, which is next. After that, Rob's here to do work experience punditry, of course. He will be reviewing film and also coming on the programme this very afternoon. An end-of-the-week quiz. We test your brand loyalty to this programme. If you'd like to join in with that 87222...
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Just coming up to 2 o'clock, Victoria. We'll have the news next.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going tomorrow morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Did you know that with Jet2.com you can fly to 58 destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek Islands? And the best bit is, you could fly to one of them for free. That's because this week we're giving away 20,000 return flights in our Name That Destination quiz. That's one every 15 seconds. Visit Jet2.com to enter now. Good luck. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Subject to availability and normal conditions.
Whether you're saving up for a new home or you've got a wedding to pay for, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe. Protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96!
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. Good afternoon, because it is one. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Friday. Look, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the UK falls silent as the nation remembers war dead. Boris calls for Trump Windjarama to stop and tributes to Leonard Cohen.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry has led the Armistice Day commemorations. He's attended a service at the National Armed Forces Memorial in Staffordshire, where he read Rupert Brooke's poem, The Soldier.
If I should die, think only this of me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England.
Across the country, millions of people fell silent in memories of those who died in conflict. Today marks almost a century since the signing of the armistice that ended the First World War. Police investigating a schoolgirl's claims that she was abducted and raped in Oxford have now ruled out that she was snatched off the street. The 14-year-old said she was forced to get into a car in September. The rape allegation is still being investigated. Boris Johnson's told European leaders they need to embrace Donald Trump's administration. The Foreign Secretary, who previously stated the Republican was clearly out of his mind, says it's time to snap out of the doom and gloom surrounding the result of the election. A third victim of the Croydon tram crash in South London has been named as Mark Smith. He was engaged and had a young child. Seven people were killed when it crashed during rush hour on Wednesday morning. Tributes are being paid to the singer, songwriter and poet Leonard Cohen after his death at the age of 82. In a career spanning six decades, songs like Alleluia and Suzanne have been covered many hundreds of times. Actresses Lily Collins and Annette Bening say he was inspirational.
He's given us so much amazing material and memories, and it's incredible to see how that legacy is going to continue.
He was great, and I'm sorry to hear that he's gone, and he was a genius.
Talk Radio National Weather.
I have to say, his cover of Alexandra Burke's Hallelujah was brilliant.
It's almost as good as the original.
Yeah, not quite, but pretty good. Yeah.
What a lovely tribute, you two.
Victoria's got the weather.
Fine and bright for most of us, but turning wet and windy in the west, moving across Northern Ireland and Western Scotland by early evening. Highs of 10 degrees.
Is there more in half an hour?
No, I only say that at 1:30.
I know. You should know. But there is more in half an hour, isn't there? Because there's bonus news today.
Yes, and
yes.
Today's mineral news. It's the one time I'm excited about it.
You're never excited about mineral news.
No, but it's because my favourite mineral story ever, we've got an update.
Right. for the uninitiated, Victoria's news is very much like a Toblerone these days, because it's smaller than it was, but it costs the same because Victoria hasn't had a pay cut, even though she has to do fewer news because the bulletins are a minute shorter than they used to be. So bonus news is what makes the time up. We do animal, vegetable and mineral because that covers everything. Today, mineral news.
Correct.
Exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everybody's least favourite one, but today you're excited about
it. Yeah, and actually, I've found some... I'm doing a bit of a crime spin on it today.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh. I've got three mineral crime stories.
Oh, we can't wait. But, you know, we're going to have to.
Yeah.
Because it's in 25 minutes' time.
Correct.
Okay. Right, so you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's a Friday one.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Wembley tonight plays host to the oldest fixture in international football as England take on Scotland in a World Cup qualifier. England are favourites this evening, but Scotland could go to the top of Group F tonight with a win. Northern Ireland are also in action tonight.
Chloe,
they face unbeaten Azerbaijan in Group C. Wales manager Chris Coleman has
This Aaron sports Ramsey pre-recorded again. It's Pete Abbott doing it.
Pete Abbott. That's how it's correctly pronounced.
Yeah, I'm just checking that.
Cornelius told him that's what he calls them and he wasn't impressed.
Wasn't he? Did he not like Pete Abbott?
Manchester United defender Chris Smalling is facing at least a month
on the sideline. Nick Abbott's brother.
Oh, yeah. Nick and Russ, the three Abbotts.
Yeah.
Is unlikely to play again before Christmas.
Sorry, Cass, what did you say? Hurry up, because like Pete Abbott's trying to do the sport.
India, the host closed on 319.
I think so, yeah. She's talking in my ear. Cass, I'm just answering her.
I can't hear her.
No, I mean, I didn't understand what she said because she's northern. Is Pete still talking? Yeah, he's still talking.
Sosa of America tomorrow night. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the government have released a statement that they are now fully satisfied that every company in the UK is an equal opportunities employer. This means that all companies will no longer have to write that they are an equal opportunities employer on job adverts. Anyone wishing to opt out of this will now have to put this company is not an equal opportunities employer.
Thank you very much. That's Victoria there with the news and Patabat with the pre-recorded sport. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So hello, and yes, if you're just joining us, it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Very shortly, work experience punditry. Rob's in today to talk about film. Before that, of course, don't forget, it is Some Request Friday. Now, this happens every Friday. If you have a request or dedication that you'd like us to play, then simply get in touch and we will do so. It's how the radio works, except there's a caveat. It's not like Radio 2. They do all Request Friday, and of course they play songs because they're a music radio station. We can't do that. Our licence doesn't really allow us to do it. Ofcom would frown upon it. And after 30 seconds, the figures go down. So if you want to request, it has to be a speech or a talk. It might mean a lot to you. It might be your birthday and you've got a favourite speech or talk. It might be an anniversary, you've got a favourite speech or talk. Or you're just thinking, you know what, it's Friday, we might not last the weekend. Now, Trump is almost in charge of the nuclear code. To hell with it, I've got a speech earworm and I'd like to hear a banging speech anthem. This has just come in. You can get in touch as well to request yours. This has just come in here. Good hello, John, and everyone at Talk Radio, except Gilo. Me and the kids are just packing the car and getting ready to go to the airport. We're all really excited for a day out at the airport. We can't wait to go and ride the walkways before going for lunch at the super expensive Wetherspoons they've got there. We would love it if you could make our day complete by playing the 98th favourite speech. The family, we just get together. We love this speech. We all know the words together. We speak it along with the speech. So please play it for us. It's Bernie Sanders speaking at the Democratic National Convention. That's from Horatio. Well, Horatio, just for you, of course, as requested. Here it is, Bernie Sanders at the Democratic National Convention.
It is an honour to be here tonight and to be following in the footsteps of my good friend Elizabeth Warren, and to be here tonight to thank Michelle Obama for her incredible service to our country. She has made all of us proud. Let me begin by thanking the hundreds of thousands of Americans who actively participated in our campaign as volunteers. Thank you. Let me thank the 2.5 million Americans who helped fund our campaign with an unprecedented 8 million individual campaign contributions. Anyone know what that average contribution was? $27.
There you go. That's especially for Horatio this afternoon. Requested that request. He is taking the family, the kids, to get ready to go to the airport this afternoon listening to that. He loves the airport. The kids apparently just love riding the walkways and having for lunch at the expensive Weatherspoon. So for Horatio, Bernie Sanders at the Democratic National Convention. Now, if you have a speech or a talk that you'd like us to play for you, you can get in touch. It's Some Request Friday. Here's the number 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's do some work experience punditry. So, work experience punditry works very much like this. A work experience comes in here and does some punditry. The road testing, training up the next generation of broadcasters and critics, one of our very favourite, I'll be honest, Rob, I say that to all of them, is Rob. He's here on a Friday to review some films for us. How are you, Rob?
I'm good, thanks.
How was your week?
Yeah, it was all right.
Because last we spoke...
Yeah.
You know, we went down a bit of an alleyway, didn't we? You were a bit depressed.
Mm.
You were a bit broken by the system, Rob.
I feel like I'm still in the alleyway I'm about halfway out of the alleyway. Yeah. I can see the street.
Should we recap? I mean, so you went to see I, Daniel Blake.
Yeah, I did.
To review. And it sort of made you a little bit depressed. And it made you look at the world in a different way. It made you realise that you, as yet, you haven't got a job.
Well, I do have a job, but it's not the one that I want, and that's it doesn't right. pay very well.
Yeah. So and you got a little bit, and we tried to counsel you out of it.
Yeah.
And I just wondered if that helped and if your week has improved any.
It definitely worked in the short term,
yeah.
But then I went and watched another Ken Loach film, and I've just gone back to the start again.
You're your own worst enemy, Rob.
I really am. I'm addicted.
Why don't you watch something cheerful?
Well, I did in a way, and I'll tell you more about that.
Well, okay. Well, look, we're reviewing films with Rob. It's Work Experience Punditry. Where are we going first?
First, we're going to go to My Scientology Movie. So this is the new...
Oh, you've made a movie.
Oh, excellent.
Ah-ha-ha.
Oh, well done.
Okay, so, yeah, okay.
Because we talked about you making a film, and now you have in a week.
My film would be My Broken System Movie. This is Louis Theroux's, close brackets, it's My Scientology Movie, and yeah. It's Louis Theroux's feature-length documentary. Louis Theroux, who I think is now a certified national treasure. It's basically what you expect. He goes around and tries to debunk and talk to a load of Scientologists.
Yeah.
And it's really, really funny.
Do we have a clip?
I hope so.
Here we go.
We've come back to Hemet with Mark, and we'll be getting some shots of the base. But I've also decided to drop off a reply to the latest letter from the church's lawyers.
David Miscavige lives and works most of the time at the Int base. So it's very easy for me to drop off the letter. It's just sort of saying, the letter that you sent us has been forwarded on to me, and that you're concerned that we may be following a kind of bigoted line of not giving Scientology the respect that it deserves. Hello? Oh, can I just give you a letter? Hello?
Excuse me, you're...
Okay, let me just give you...
Trespass.
I've got a letter from Mr. Miscavige.
Wait, I've got... And if you don't leave, I'm going to have you arrested right now.
Can I deliver a letter, please? No, there's a bloke there, but he seems interpolated. It's almost like just by receiving the letter, he seemed afraid that he was in trouble or that it represented a threat to him.
You're right about Louis Theroux. He has become a national treasure. I think those were bold words, Rob. But I think you're right.
I don't say them lightly. I really mulled over it for a while, and I think, you know, him, David Attenborough... Stephen Fry, loads of others.
Paul Ross.
From
The Breakfast Show.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. National treasures, one and all. So...
National treasures aside, I just want to say that you said that I should have turned a corner after last week.
Yeah.
And even if I did turn a corner, I've gone 360, because after what happened...
It's not a corner, that's a circle.
I'm not good at maths, but basically, what happened with Trump, I've gone and reassessed this film. I watched it initially and was like, oh, this is a really lovely, you know, funny film, classic Louis Theroux. But now all I can think about is... everyone's saying, how could Americans elect someone like Trump... Americans are the same people that invented Scientology and willingly believe it. They're their own words. I mean, the We should have known. We should have known this.
Well,
was happen.
I mean, to be fair to the Americans, it's only a percentage of them that invented Scientology and believe it. The other half of America are just fat, so it's not. So it's not, you know, you can't...
And two of them do segue. I mean, L. Ron Hubbard, the guy who invented Scientology, he's got a bit of a muffin top going on. There's some pictures of him in the thing. He's not a svelte man. He's definitely... I don't know.
He's a fat man.
He's a fat guy, and he's an idiot, and I'm mad at him, because I feel like his idiocy, he's the original demagogue. This is why people like Trump came in. I'm sorry, I'm going to calm down.
Carry on. We're all enjoying it. Carry on.
As a film, it's really good. Elements, it's kind of like the best film noir that isn't actually a film noir, like Chinatown or The Maltese Falcon. It's really weird. It's set in LA and everyone's really off. Like, there's no normal people there. I assume there might be some. I'm making a lot of sweeping generalizations about Americans right now.
That's been happening a lot this week, so you're fitting right in.
Yeah, you know, and you played that Bernie Sanders clip before as well, and that's just like giving me a power boost.
Yeah, well, look, here's the thing, right? There's been many films about Scientology. Well, John Sweeney, the Panorama journalist, did one, of course, for Panorama.
Two,
you're absolutely right. Which propelled him to sort of global fame, because what happened was, of course, they followed him around, and that became the Scientology film. Now, I haven't seen the Louis III one, but I wonder, given that that's sort of already been done, what does Louis III bring to the party that's new?
Basically, Louis Theroux brings himself to the party. Louis Theroux just has to kind of be there in his weird, alien, quiet, British self. And it's just, and you know, he basically stands there like a wall, and people will just kind of bounce off of him, and people will be, you know, they'll kind of reveal themselves to them. So in a way, there are those similar confrontations. I think that's the one where the reporter lost it completely.
Yes, just sort of shouting at the.
Louis Theroux's never going to do that. I don't think he's ever broken a sweat in his life, but it's similar to that, and it is kind of structured like a movie. It's structured like a narrative. There's a beginning, middle, and end, which is very satisfying.
Does it achieve anything? Because Scientology, very notably a closed shop, as we know, and you can't, you know, and they do have these tactics of if anyone tries to film them, they follow them around and film them as well, and they have all these ways of closing stuff down. So do we get anywhere?
We don't. We do get somewhere. We have some behind the scenes footage, some people that were from the inside that are speaking out in quite a brave, kind of brazen way that hasn't been seen before. But it's not like he's dismantled it. It's not like he's called them out, because everyone already knows it's fake. It's like Donald Trump. Everyone knows that he doesn't mean it, but everyone's going to vote for him anyway. I don't know, John.
Yeah, I'm confused, aren't you? I can see that you are. Louis Theroux. Has Louis Theroux lost a little bit of Louis Theroux-ness? Only because of that Jimmy Savile incident, where he did the film with Jimmy Savile, then recently did the film about his film with Jimmy Savile.
Yeah.
But admitted that, even though, as you said, he does get to the heart of people, or that's his raison d'etre, but didn't with Jimmy Savile. He failed to realise what was going on behind the scenes. So as a journalist, does that harm his reputation?
I don't know. All I know is that I like him as an entertainer. And after the Savile documentary, which is very, very good, but really rather bleak.
Very bleak.
This is an absolute, like, kind of storming romp. This is, like, really, really fun. And you can just sit down and just kind of laugh at people.
You've seen it, haven't you?
I've seen it, yeah. I saw it. Sat next to Talk Radio's very own Ian Lee.
You went with Ian Lee to see this?
Yeah.
Was it like a date or something?
No, it's just a screening.
Okay.
But I found out that Ian Lee undoes his belts to watch films. Undoes his belt whenever he's watching a film.
Is that what he told you, is it?
Well, no, honestly, just at the start in this cinema, he just undid his belt and went, oh, just so you know, I undo my belt when I watch films.
Is he American?
No, why?
Because they're fat.
I mean, Ian Lee undoes his belt to watch a film, is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a bit of trivia there.
Does he balance a box of popcorn on his lap as well, perhaps, when you sit next to him? Just go, do you want to reach right in?
No, he doesn't.
Reach right in down to
honestly, undoes his belt, sits there and watches a film, John.
Ian Lee, facts for you there.
He's on 10 tonight.
That's
with
correct.
His excellent show.
Why not call him and ask him why he undoes his belt?
Yeah, oh, that would be great.
Call in, ask him why he undoes his belt.
Alan Caddick, ring in if you're up, and then I'll ask him.
Why Ian Lee undoes his belt to watch a film. There you go.
I'd rather not know.
Fair enough. Rob is with us reviewing films with his belt firmly buckled. We'll get to more of them next. You listen to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
drive sounds fantastic, so what's this sound?
We love our car, we love to drive around. We love our car, we drive it up and down.
You guessed it, that was an excerpt from Carmen.
But what's this?
Go compare.
That's the sound that's been telling millions of drivers where to check out the cost of their motor insurance.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
There's never been a better time to try digital radio. There are more stations available in more places. You get all your favorite stations plus extra stations. So what are you waiting for? Check out the latest models on the high street or online and look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
Look for the digital radio tick mark at good electrical retailers, including John Lewis, Currys PC World, Asda, Sainsbury's and independent retailers.
If you love radio, go digital.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your vehicle come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new vehicles at their sales event between the 11th and 14th of November. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range, at participating retailers from the 11th till the 14th of November. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
I drive with Uber to make extra cash for Christmas.
And to fit around school hours.
I'm driving with Uber to help save towards my deposit.
And actually, I get to be my own boss.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hampshire's M3 is queuing south because of an accident between 11 for Winchester South and 12 for Eastleigh. One lane is closed. Early problems on the northbound M1 through Northamptonshire has left queues as you head towards junction 19 for Catthorpe and the M6. The southbound M1 through South Yorkshire is very heavy. This is towards a breakdown between 33 at Catcliffe and 32 for Thurcroft. The inside lane is closed. And in Antrim, the A2 York Road in Belfast is closed at the moment around the Limestone Road junction because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Where is the new Audi Q2 most at home? Combining the style and presence of an SUV, the agility of a city car, and the practicality of a family car, it's at home everywhere. The new untaggable Audi Q2, launching this weekend. It's impossible to label, but it is possible to test drive. Visit your local Audi centre to find out more. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, weekday mornings from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
With work experience punditry. Is with us. He's our work experience today. He's punditrying the film. We've already talked about Louis Theroux's My Scientology movie. Where are we going next, Rob?
Endless poetry.
What, you're going to recite some?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Endless poetry. Why are you messing up all of my intros? Come on, I come out away all week for this, and you mess me about. I just want to get my portfolio together. I don't know if I'm not getting paid. Right. Okay. This is my show now. Endless poetry is the biographical film by legendary Chilean filmmaker Alejandro Jodorowsky. It is a long art house film, and I think we may have a clip to play.
Okay, here it is. Well, in a minute, when Chloe gets it together. Hey, Chloe, Chloe, do you want to? Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi. What's happened to the clip?
Well, on here it's called The Spanish Film.
Yes.
So I didn't know that Ennis Poetry was a Spanish film.
Right. It's just the next clip in the line, though, is it?
They sort of all get bunched together, really, yeah. So it's hard to tell.
You ready now? Here we go.
¿Y tú qué vas a estudiar?
Yo. Medicina. Mi hijo va a estudiar medicina.
Yo no voy a estudiar medicina. Voy a ser poeta.
Te vas a morir de hambre.
Nadie se va a morir de hambre, Nahum. A Alejandrito, como a Isidoro le gusta bromear. Bromeabas, ¿verdad?
Sí, papá.
It was a Spanish film. I mean, Chloe was not wrong.
And I think
in any way.
No, I think they were reciting a poem then, but I can't be sure because I don't know Spanish.
Right.
Didn't rhyme.
Doesn't need to, mate.
It does. If a poem doesn't rhyme, then it's prose.
Not worth your time.
I think maybe they were rapping street poetry. Anyway, it's a very good, long film, so Endless is right.
Is it endless? Is it still going on now?
No, but it felt like it at the time. It's like 2.5 hours, yeah. And it's very kind of shambling, rambling, self-indulgent.
It's much like this show, then.
It's kind of, but let me tell you, what you're missing that Endless Poetry had, yeah, was a lot of naked people.
Oh, that can happen here.
A lot of gratuitous sex scenes.
You should have heard Wednesday's show.
A couple, don't know what the term to use here, midgets?
I mean, were they midgets?
I think that's not the correct term.
Well, if they were midgets, then that's correct. Were they midgets?
What?
Or dwarfs?
Small people.
Small people PC term now.
No, because they're natural conditions, aren't they? Dwarfism is a thing, so dwarfs are dwarfs. And midgets are midgets.
What do you like being called?
Carry on, Rob.
It's a throwback to the classic European art house cinema of the 60s, 70s. So you're thinking Pasolini, you're thinking Fellini. You're certainly not thinking the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's really rather strange, but I like it. One of the characters sings throughout the whole film in like an operatic voice for no particular reason. I think just because, you know, art. And,
art, yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm quite fond of arty stuff, so... yeah, I enjoyed it. I liked it.
All right,
rate it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, in the style of the art, I would say 5 crocodiles out of 10
crocodiles.
Small midgets.
Right. A bit weird, that. But okay. Oh. I mean, it's an innovative rating system you've got going on there. But fine. Very quickly then, find what we're doing now. TV movie of the week or something?
DVD of the week. And this is what I've been waiting to get to. It's Ken Loach again. They are re-releasing Kez on DVD.
Kez?
Oh, yeah.
That is a good film.
Yeah, it is a good film. I believe we also have a clip for this.
A clip of Kez. Here we go then.
I'll give you 2 minutes. 2 minutes to think of something or the whole class comes back before I come.
Come on, Casper, don't stand there like a nail.
He's a nail.
Come on.
That's it.
Where about your Casper?
If anybody else calls that, it'll be the last call they make.
Speed.
He's got his hawks and he goes mad over it. He never knocks about with anybody else. He just goes with hawk all the time. He's crackers already.
Benedict, any rude.
All right, Casper. Sit down. Now, come on. Tell us about this hawk. Where'd you get it from?
I found it, sir.
Where?
In the woods.
Where'd you keep it?
In a shed.
What'd you feed it on?
Beef, mice, birds.
There it is, a clip from the very classic film, Kez, of course. Mm. Brian Glover.
Yeah.
Brian Glover in that film. The late, great Brian Glover. Yes, Ken, what year was that?
1969.
There we go. You're a Ken Loach fan, obviously. So
massive.
This was very early work of his.
Oh, yes, it was.
Hugely
yeah.
acclaimed.
Yeah.
Why is it out on DVD just been re-released, has it?
I don't know. I mean, I guess to coincide with I, Daniel Blake, they really released it in cinemas. It's a new restoration. It looks very, very nice. Yeah. But as I say, I think they're trying to keep this Ken Loach train going.
Yeah.
And what do you need for a train, John? You need coal. And who gets the coal? Miners. And who got messed over? Miners. And...
Who got messed over?
The miners.
Correct.
Great. Right, so that's Rob with his roundup of films. Cares is out on DVD.
It is.
And it's a very good film.
That's brilliant, brilliant, yeah.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, well. It dies. Right, so, Rob, thank you very much. Come back next week if you're still not having...
If I've calmed down a bit, then yes. Okay, certainly, I'd love to.
All right, good. Rob in next week with Work Experience Punditry. In the next bit of the programme, there will be things. The things there will be are these. An end-of-the-week quiz. You will be quizzed on things that have happened on this programme over the preceding 5 days. And... there's also condescending, of course, a man in a lift called Con. Hello.
Hello.
We'll be travelling downwards in that lift through the building, reading out the haters' texts and tweets that we've also got over the preceding 5 days, and some live music on the programme in around an hour's time as we bring busking to the airwaves. You're listening to Talk Radio just after 2:30. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Some breaking news. A criminal investigation has been opened after recent allegations by the Daily Telegraph into suspected corruption in football. City of London police says it's looking into a single suspected offence of bribery. It's understood this investigation isn't related to the circumstances that saw Sam Allardyce lose his job as England manager. Prince Harry has led the Armistice Day commemorations. He's attended a service at the National Armed Forces Memorial in Staffordshire, where he read Rupert Brooke's poem The Soldier. These people have told Talk Radio why they've been paying their respects at an event in Trafalgar Square in London.
My grandfather's killed in the Great War, very late in the end of September in 1918, so was very unlucky to be killed.
This is my 22nd year coming down from North Wales to here. And just remembering not only the guys in the First World War and the Second World War, but all their little bits and pieces of war.
Police investigating a schoolgirl's claims that she was abducted and raped in Oxford have now ruled out that she was snatched off the street. The 14-year-old says she was forced to get into a car in September. The rape allegation is still being investigated. Boris Johnson has called on European leaders to stop their collective whinging over the US election. The Foreign Secretary says they should embrace the Trump administration despite previously claiming he was out of his mind. And tributes are being paid to the singer-songwriter and poet Leonard Cohen, who's died aged 82. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau hailed him for reaching the highest of artistic achievement, while Boy George says we've lost a great artist, poet and poignant force of energy. The weather fine and bright for most of us, but turning wet and windy in the west, moving across Northern Ireland and Western Scotland by early evening. Highs of 10 degrees is more than half an hour.
There's not.
There's more now.
Well, there is more than half an hour, but there's also more now, of course, because it's time for bonus news. Now, Victoria... Her news is shorter than it used to be. It's like a Toblerone. Some of it has been removed, but it still costs the same, because Victoria, though having to do fewer work, has not had a pay cut to our knowledge. So, she has to make the time up with bonus news. Animal, vegetable and mineral news comes on consecutive days. Today is Friday. We fall upon mineral news, and here's mineral news.
Mineral news.
Indonesian police believe they've intercepted an international drug smuggling ring that uses mineral water bottles to smuggle illegal substances. A Malaysian woman was intercepted at an airport in Jakarta with two bottles containing 3 kilograms of liquid methamphetamine. 5 gang members have been arrested in Delhi on suspicion of stealing around 6 tons of aluminium worth around £4,600. It's claimed they locked up 3 security guards at a dairy, making off with all of the metal there earlier this week.
A dairy?
Yes.
An aluminium dairy?
Apparently they had aluminium in the dairy.
I thought it was milk.
They have aluminium there too. Maybe to put the milk into? I don't know. Police have recovered around half of the metal. And finally, saving what is arguably the best till last. A man who used to work at the Canadian Mint has been found guilty of stealing almost £90,000 worth of gold. Leston Lawrence smuggled 22 gold pucks out of the building in his rectum before laundering 18 of them through a local gold dealership. He was found with Vaseline and latex gloves in his locker after setting off the metal detectors at the Royal Mint 28 times in the space of 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. That was the update.
Yes, I remember him.
Yeah, so I can't wait to find out what he's been sentenced to.
It's very interesting that as you were reading that out about a man putting gold in his rectum, I just glanced upwards at the television to the headline, "Who will be in Trump's inner circle?"
I don't think you can draw any sort of relation to the two.
Victoria, thank you for
So mature.
Mineral news.
Mineral news. Which means your favourite on Monday, animal news.
Yeah. There's some good animal stories today. I'm really excited because they've spotted a big cat in Warwickshire, which is where we're both from.
We are both from there.
Yeah.
Where's the big cat been spotted?
In Great Alne.
Great what?
Alne. A-L-N-E.
Right. And what sort of big cat?
Alne.
Well, no, it's not called Alne. Well, one big cat expert, according to a local paper, thinks it could be, I think it was a cheetah, they said.
Right.
But it definitely looks like a big cat, not a regular cat.
When you say big cat expert, is it someone who knows a lot about big cats?
I think
it is. Or a very clever big cat?
No, it was a man.
Bonus news there from Victoria. Thank you, Victoria.
Mineral news.
And now, of course, some request for Friday. Later on the programme, of course, there'll be live music when a busker will be dragged in here from the streets and forced to perform at microphone point for us. It's Friday. That's what we do on a Friday. We also do some request Friday. It's like Radio 2's All Request Friday, except that where they do music, they're a music station. We cannot do that. We have not the permission. So, you can request speeches or talks on Some Request Friday on Talk Radio. What would you like to hear? Maybe it's a wedding anniversary. Maybe it's a birthday. Maybe you're just thinking, you know what? I would like something to cheer me the hell up after a week of news involving Donald Trump. Whatever it might be, that we are here for you, my friend. You can request speeches and talks. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Dear John, hi there. Could you please play me, fittingly today, Leonard Cohen being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I think we'd all like to hear that today, of all days, on the day that Leonard Cohen has died. So especially for, who's this for? Liam. Hi, Liam. Would you please play Leonard Cohen being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for me, as I am ambidextrous? So for Liam and everyone else, here it is.
Well, my friends are gone and my hair is grey. And I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm hungry for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, "How lonely does it get?" Hank Williams hasn't answered me yet. But I hear him coughing all night long, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song. I was born like this. I had no choice. I was born with the gift of a golden voice.
Leonard Cohen being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you'd like to hear a speech request or a talk, then you can. The number, again, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And next, on this very programme, of course, it's Friday, so we will be bringing you Brand Loyalty Test. It's the end of the week quiz. Coming next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
There's a ketchup stain on my passenger seat.
It's so 3 years ago.
My cup holder's too small for my grande skinny Americano.
It's got a silly name.
I've gone right off lime green.
Need a better excuse to upgrade your van? Now's the time to van up. Volkswagen are offering a £500 deposit contribution with two services for just £99. 9.9% APR representative available on all used vans until the end of November. Search Van Up to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, working with you. With hire purchase, business users only, minimum 20% deposit required. Service offer excludes VAT at 20%. Terms and conditions apply. 18s and over, subject to status. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services at participating van centres only.
Attention please.
Ooh, it's freezing, Wilbur, and we'll be stuck here a while.
Oh.
This winter, British Gas are doing more to help keep your home warm with Hive Active Heating. Just £9 a month for our home care customers. With Hive, you can control your home from your phone, wherever you are, which could save you up to £150 on your energy bills.
Don't worry, Wilbur. It'll be warm and toasty when we get home.
Ah. Search British Gas. Conditions and cancellation charges apply.
eBay has all the new gifts you need for him this Christmas.
I think it's about time I started taking better care of myself.
Philips juicers.
I think I'm going to get rid of this beard.
Electric shavers.
Then I'll try and lose a few pounds.
Trainers.
Maybe buy myself a sleek new sports car.
Books on coping with the midlife crisis. Discover a fantastic range of new gifts for him this Christmas on eBay. The ultimate gifts for the man who wants to get shipshape shot.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hampshire's M3 is queuing south because of an accident between 11 for Winchester South and 12 for Eastleigh. One lane is closed. Early problems on the northbound M1 through Northamptonshire has left queues as you head towards junction 19 for Catthorpe and the M6. The southbound M1 through South Yorkshire is very heavy. This is towards a breakdown between 33 at Catcliffe and 32 for Thurcroft. The inside lane is closed. And in Antrim, the A2 York Road in Belfast is closed at the moment around the Limestone Road junction because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Where is the new Audi Q2 most at home? Combining the style and presence of an SUV, the agility of a city car, and the practicality of a family car, it's at home everywhere. The new untaggable Audi Q2, launching this weekend. It's impossible to label, but it is possible to test drive. Visit your local Audi centre to find out more. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan will be with you from 4 o'clock this afternoon. Lovely Yasmin, she'll be in here just before that to tell us what's coming up on the show as well. The award-winning, should I say, Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, no less. Now, the news is, well, there is some news. Look at this, right? Let me just... They often the phrase "weighty" is often used about the news, isn't it? I don't know whether it's weighty news today, and it is. I mean, look, I've got the papers here as you'd expect me to have. I mean, there's one there. Look, just look through them.
Ooh,
here's another one. That's another one. Here's another. That's one. There's a lot.
There's quite a few there.
Yeah. Another one. You can see how heavy they are. You can see how heavy they are.
I'd describe that as weighty.
If I push them on the floor. That's how much news there is. But the thing is, it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Well, neither can Donald Trump. He thinks it's this.
Complicated business.
He thinks it's a complicated business. That was his speech, of course, his victory speech. And he's right about the news. He very much thinks like you. He thinks it's a...
complicated business.
He thinks like me in that one way.
Yeah, one way. That and also your hatred of women. So he... The thing is, we can help you through it, because I know you can't. I know you have trouble with the news.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. No, that's right. And so we're here to help. And the reason is because we are kind to you. And how kind are we? Well, I'll tell you how kind. It's because We analyse the news on your behalf through the medium of Japanese poetry on a daily basis. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We bring you the news in haikus.
Trump is not my prez, urgent protesters say. That's right, not till next year.
The news in haikus. Now, shortly, the end of the week quiz. First, however, a lot of requests coming in for Song Request Friday. Many, many of them. You can request a speech or a talk, as you know. Here's another one. Just come in now. Dear John, I'm having a busy day at work as a campaigner. I'm currently working on a cause that is spreading the awareness of the rights of an unidentified type of matter, comprising approximately 27% of the mass and energy in the observable universe. You can find out more by searching hashtag Dark Matter Matters. To keep me going in the office, could you please play me Obama Out, President Barack Obama's final White House correspondence dinner speech. Thanks very much. That's from, she writes, love Diana, and then writes, no, not that one. This is for Diana. Now, you can get involved in this as well, of course. As I say, we can't play music as requests on this. It's not a request show in that sense, because we're not Radio 2 or a music station. But what we can do is play you requests for speeches and talks. Diana wants that. Especially for you, Diana, for Some Request Friday on Talk Radio. Here it is.
Taking a stand on behalf of what is true does not require you shedding your objectivity. In fact, it is the essence of good journalism. It affirms the idea that the only way we can build consensus, the only way that we can move forward as a country, the only way we can help the world mend itself is by agreeing on a baseline of facts when it comes to the challenges that confront us all. So this night is a testament to all of you who've devoted your lives to that idea, who push to shine a light on the truth every single day. So I want to close my final White House Correspondents' Dinner by just saying thank you. I'm very proud of what you've done. It has been an honor and a privilege to work side by side with you to strengthen our democracy. And with that, I just have two more words to say. Obama out.
There we go. Barack Obama out. Never a truer word spoken. That's his final White House Correspondents' Dinner speech. Of course, Donald Trump, we look forward to his Correspondents' Dinner speech, of course, which will probably consist of him going and then grabbing someone's crotch. So, if you'd like a speech or a talk, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, let's test somebody's brand loyalty as we look back over the shoulder of the week.
Looking back over my shoulder.
Of the week. It's a quiz in which we test your knowledge of this show over the last 5 days. It's been a big week news-wise, of course. Our America special was on Wednesday. Many other things besides. But what's happened? We've got three clips of things that happened, but you have to tell us what happened next. That's how it works. On the phone to play along is Jenny. Good afternoon, Jenny.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. You?
I'm fantastic.
Are you?
Great.
We'll be the judge of that, Jenny. What do you do, Jenny?
I work in media.
You work in the media? Okay, good. And where do you work in the media? Is it in the media bubble of London?
You know, it is.
Is
correct.
It? Yeah. Do you find, have you been in a lefty, liberal media bubble, Jenny, this week? Are you angered by the Trump, but very out of touch with American voters? Is that you?
Yeah, that's me. That's exactly me.
Okay, good.
You described me perfectly.
And where are you from, Jenny?
Canada.
Yeah. And how are the Canadians feeling about the Trumpy Christ?
Well, our immigration site crashed.
This was on Wednesday. This was moments after it was announced, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And the amount of people then looking into moving to your fair country, Jenny.
You know, I don't blame them. I really don't.
Canada's sort of viewing this with, I mean, I'm sure you're in touch with people at home. Are they viewing this with sort of detached amusement, or the fact that you're very much next door to them is a sense of panic? What's the sense?
I think it's panic. It's serious panic.
It's good to know this. I think we've spoken to a lot of Americans this week, but Canada, probably there's Canada on one side, Mexico on the other. There's no talk of a Canadian wall, is there, Jenny?
He did mention it once, but everybody's like, oh, it was a joke, but I don't think he's joking.
Oh, so you think he actually wants to wall in the whole of America?
I wouldn't hate it. I say go for it, man.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just, you're happy to be walled off.
I just feel bad for the Americans that will be stuck in there.
Yeah.
Because then they're completely barred off, and I'm like, sorry, guys.
It's interesting. What are your immigration... Because we know about Donald Trump's immigration thoughts and rules, in that he wants to stop all Muslims coming in.
Right.
But is it relaxed? Is the Canadian immigration... Is it easier to get into Canada than it is to get into America? What is the immigration rules there?
Yeah, it's quite a bit easier to get into Canada. You guys, it would be easy because it's Commonwealth, so come on down.
Yeah.
But everybody's been wanting to come lately, so it's getting a little bit more tough.
Yeah.
I guess there's massive waiting lists and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because Canada's quite big, isn't it? Right,
and it's biggest in the world.
Exactly, and you've got a lot of space and not that much of a population, and there's spare land, so we could all move there. Technically,
yeah, we could, but then it's not going to be the same though.
Because he's not going to... Basically, he's going to nuke the world, but he's not going to nuke Canada because it's next door. So if we all move there and leave the rest of the world empty, he can just kind of have it as his nuclear playground. That's my thinking.
Yeah, he hangs out everywhere else.
Anyway, Jenny, look, time is pressing, so we must get on with the quiz. Have you been listening to the show all week, Jenny?
Of course. That's all I do.
Of course you do. Is the right answer to question one. Question two, however, involves clips of the show. So, if you're ready to play, here's what we're going to do. Three clips of things that have happened. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. Here we go, Jenny. Right then. On Monday, we'll begin with Monday, we premiered an exclusive documentary voiced by Ben out of offer from the pre-recorded sport, following paid intern Cornelius on his special day hosting the Beckenham Municipal Fireworks. This is the documentary.
Meanwhile, the park opens to many thousands of revellers and the excitement is building.
Who am I looking forward to seeing the most? Cornelius Mendes.
I can't believe he's actually going to be here in our hometown. It's amazing.
He's one of Beckenham's finest.
Cornelius arrives at the event, but behind the scenes, not everything is calm.
All right, Chris. I can't seem to find my trailer anywhere.
Your trailer?
Yeah, like, where do I get changed? It's freezing out.
Changed? There's the transit, but what do you need to get changed for?
Where are my drinks, then?
The drink? Well, there's... You can have a weak orange squash or something.
This is f***ing ridiculous.
That was Cornelius, of course, in his hosting the fireworks documentary with some people he'd paid to say he was good. during the documentary, Cornelius travelled back to his childhood home. But what happened there, Jenny? Was it A, no one was in, so he just headed to the fireworks? Was it B, he opened the door, his parents wouldn't let him in, denying the fact that Cornelius was even their son? Or C, did his mum open the door and the two of them started passionately kissing?
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would say C, because...
Because you know about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I'm going to go with A.
And no one was in. Let's find out.
So I thought it would be fitting to go to my childhood home before this momentous day for me in my life. So hello? Oh, no one's in.
You're absolutely right, Jenny. No one was in.
I'm good.
Okay, question number two. On Tuesday, the point of contention on the big debate that we have at 3 o'clock every day was buttons. Good afternoon, Shirley.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Talk Radio. You've listened to me say the word button there, which is some advice about what you've got to do up tonight. And you've called in because you're kind of anti that. You say not to button up. Why not? What's your problem? What have you called in for? What's your problem?
I hate buttons. They're distasteful. I find them immature.
Immature.
I much prefer a zip on a fly than buttons. Yeah. You know, my partner, I always ensure that he or she has a button-up fly rather than zip ones.
Right, there he was. That was the button debate. And as ever, of course, Jenny, people sent their reactions in following it. But which of the following was a reaction about buttons that we read out loud on the programme? Was it A, this? John, the word button has the word butt in it. That is childish. B, my favourite film with John is Benjamin Button, about the man who turned into a button. Or C, John, I'm disgusted that you managed to have a whole debate about button without mentioning the notion of flicking one.
B, that's my final answer.
Let's find out. John, my favourite film is Benjamin Button, about that man who became a button. Is the right answer?
Oh my God, I'm on a roll.
This is good, Jenny. Canada is in the lead.
Yeah.
Final question. Wednesday, of course, we know now, as we've been talking about, was America Day. Who better to speak to then than our reporter Alex Dibble, who we'd woken up in his bed because he'd been up all night the night before. So, what time did you go to bed?
I think it was about 10:30 this morning.
So you were actually in this building all night?
No, I was at the US Embassy.
What can you tell us about the American election?
It happened.
Yeah.
It was surprising, and there was a big party at the US Embassy, which got a little less like a party as the night went on.
Fewer. That was Alex. He wasn't very well because he'd been up all night and he'd been drinking Budweiser at the American Embassy. And we woke him up. Anyway, the Dibble there told us about a celebrity, another celebrity, who was at the party at the US Embassy. But who was that celebrity, Jenny? Was it A, the tax-avoiding weird laugher Jimmy Carr? Was it B, the former host of Good Morning Britain and TV AM, Anne Diamond? Or was it C, the not-a-murderer-yet-still-exiled presenter Michael Barrymore?
Okay, I'm going to go with my gut on this one, guys.
Yep.
Going to say A.
Jimmy Carr, let's find out.
And then you sort of see these people that you're like, why have they been invited? But, like, so for example, the comedian Jimmy Carr.
Very good, very good.
Oh, incredible.
Let's go, isn't it? Let's go to Cornelius very quickly for the scores. Cornelius.
Let me just try the system.
Go on.
It's 3.
She got three. Well, come on, Jenny. Well done, Jenny.
God, this is the biggest moment of my life, guys.
Yeah, I know. Keep yourself calm. I know it's a highlight. Come on. Jenny the Hare, from Canada, works in London, winning big time there on the end of the week quiz. There'll be another one along next Friday. In the next hour on this programme, more of your speech requests for Some Request Friday. There's the big debate coming very shortly, and live music as we drag a busker in from the streets to perform live at Microphone Point. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. I never wanted to
say goodbye. Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct as of 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
At Wickes, there's buy one, get one free on all GU10 light bulbs. So you'll always have the right bulb right when you need it. Wickes, let's do it right. Excludes mix and match.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Just after 3 o'clock, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the country falls silent. Police investigate football corruption and Leonard Cohen is remembered.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry has led the Armistice Day commemorations at the National Armed Forces Memorial in Staffordshire, laying a wreath and reading Rupert Brooke's poem, The Soldier. Rear Admiral Chris Parry has told Talk Radio it's important to keep honouring those who've died in conflict.
It's that willingness and readiness to stand in the front line that deters aggression. It also resists coercion and, frankly, keeps the peace in the modern world. And the day we are not willing to either remember our dead and that we are not willing to go in harm's way is the day the world would be a very dangerous place indeed.
A criminal investigation has been opened after recent allegations by the Daily Telegraph into suspected corruption in football. City of London Police says it's looking into a single suspected offence of bribery. There have been no arrests, and Sam Allardyce, who lost his job as England manager, has been informed he's not part of this investigation. Police have named another victim of the Croydon tram crash. 35-year-old Dorota Rinkiewicz, who was originally from Poland, was one of seven people killed when a tram overturned in South London during Wednesday morning's rush hour. The Foreign Secretary says European leaders need to snap out of their Trump election doom and gloom. Boris Johnson, who has been critical of the president-elect in the past, says the result is a great opportunity for the UK. And tributes are being paid to the singer-songwriter and poet Leonard Cohen, who has died aged 82. He was the man behind the classic Alleluia, one of the most covered tracks of all time. Carole King tweeted rest in peace, while Russell Crowe thanked him for the quiet night's reflection and perspective. Music journalist David Sinclair says he was a one-off in so many ways.
He was a bit older and a bit more experienced even when he first arrived on the scene in the 60s. He was in his 30s at a time when the audience and most other pop stars were in their teens and 20s. And he had a kind of gravitas and a sense of experience and a worldliness.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Fine and bright for most of us this afternoon, but turning wet and windy in the west, moving across Northern Ireland and Western Scotland by early this evening. Highs of 10 degrees.
Hi, Victoria.
This is smooth.
Yeah, I just had to come back in the room.
You've been running in and out.
Yeah.
Willy-nilly.
I wasn't doing anything nilly. Yes, have you done the news?
Yes, I finished.
That's why I stopped talking.
Yes.
Oh, so you've done all of that?
Yes.
Okay, fine. I was just checking, because I wasn't listening. I had to go out there.
I know, multiple times.
I'll be brutally honest with you. I quite needed a wee, and I hadn't...
It seemed like you were indecisive about it, because kept coming in and out.
The thing is, right, I'll be honest. I'm going to be absolutely honest with you, right? I needed a wee, but there's not enough time for me... During your news bulletin, there's not really enough time for me to get to the toilets.
If only my bulletin was 3 minutes still.
Yeah, that would have been fine. But at the moment, because it's 2 minutes, I hadn't really got
actually,
time.
Actually, that was 2:20. I overran. You had a bit extra.
It still wasn't long enough because you've got to go out there. You've got to get your pass. You've got to go through the door. You've got to wait because there's only two cubicles there, two toilets. Mm-hmm. And if they're both occupied, you have to wait. So I would have to go downstairs. And I didn't think it would give me enough time. But
have you used the women's here? Because that's what some talk sport presenters do, and I told one of them off.
What do you mean?
So,
you've got to say which one.
Andy Jacobs.
Okay.
He used the women's toilet a lot, and I caught him, and I was like, what are you doing? And then Hawksby was like, yeah, he does this all the time at 4 o'clock.
He goes in the ladies, does he?
Yeah, and I told him off, and now he makes a point of telling me when he goes to the men's.
Really? What, so he actually walks over to your desk?
It's happened a couple of times. Yeah, he's been like, could you use a man?
And he goes to the toilet. Let's be clear about this. He goes to the toilet and then he comes back and he goes, he walks over to your desk to tell you that he's used the the men's toilet?
It's happened at least twice.
And so if you've been standing outside the toilet... Sorry to harp on, but this is interesting. So he... So you've waited outside the ladies, mm-hmm. expecting a lady to come out.
Yeah, and it was him.
Does he ever weed on the seat?
I don't know.
I mean, when you...
I haven't been... I don't inspect after every time he uses it.
Yeah, but you've got to check a seat before you...
Yes, but I would just like to say that, to my knowledge, no. But I can't say conclusively.
Right.
Every
this is just...
Day
we need
ever.
To know... These are the facts. People like to know about behind the scenes,
well,
don't
yeah,
they? People,
this is a little insight.
People need to know what goes yeah. on in an office place. And I wasn't aware that... I was awkward about using the ladies' toilet. Mm. You know, because I know it's there. And even if it's empty and there's two in the gents... Yeah. I don't like to go in there.
Well, I'm glad
you
feel, don't.
I just feel bad about that.
Well, it annoyed me that he used it, and that's why I said something.
Yeah.
And other people in the office were like, oh, well, he'll hate you forever now.
Yeah.
But
now he tells you where he's gone.
Well, a couple of times. He hasn't done it recently.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up. I'm glad we've cleared up that and cleared up his urine. Yeah, should he have weed on the seat? Andy Jacobs there from
disgusting.
TalkSport. Thanks, Victoria.
That's okay.
Right, now, here is... Here's Pete Abbott.
Pete Abbott.
With the sport, the pre-recorded sport, live from where a mariachi band is walking barefoot through a mousetrap minefield.
I'm Pete Abbott. England interim manager Gareth Southgate will know a World Cup qualifying win over Scotland at Wembley tonight would boost his chances of landing the job permanently. The U21's boss has overseen a win against Malta and a draw in Slovenia so far. Tonight's other World Cup qualifiers is Northern Ireland take on Azerbaijan in Belfast. Manchester United defender Chris Smalling is facing at least a month on the sidelines after breaking his toe during Sunday's win at Swansea. The England centre-back is unlikely to play before Christmas. It's been a largely frustrating day three for England's cricketers in their first test in India. Only four wickets fell all day as the hosts moved towards matching the tourists' first inning score of 537. And because of play, India 319 for four, still trailing by 218 runs. Scotland will look to end their formation's rugby league campaign on a high against New Zealand in Workington tonight. Seeing the format side have so far lost to Australia and England. And in Formula One, Lewis Hamilton has gone fastest in first practice. Ahead of this weekend's crucial Brazilian Grand Prix, with Mercedes teammate and championship leader Nico Rosberg was third. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the... Not Ben, is it? It's Pete Abbott. Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded... Sport live from a mariachi band walking barefoot through a mousetrap minefield. And thanks very much to the French tickler on Twitter for persuading Pete Abbott to go and do his sport live from that. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon, then, and welcome indeed. And Leonard Cohen, as we know, has sadly died. The world's most famous Leonard, apart from possibly Nimoy, who is also dead, was one of the most outstanding songwriters of his generation. To prove it, here is some Leonard Cohen.
Nights are cold and it's ever broken.
One of the most outstanding singer-songwriters of his generation, Leonard Cohen, and here's some Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins is only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins.
That was genuinely Spock singing about Bilbo Baggins from a Leonard Nimoy album. Proof, if proof were needed, which it isn't and wasn't. Tributes have been pouring in to Leonard Cohen, of course. Question, isn't it? Why do tributes always pour in? Well, they always pour, don't they? They never dribble in or trickle, or flow or slop in, do they, the tributes? You don't go, tributes are slopping in. You know, they always pour, the tributes. They don't slide, they don't fall in, they don't spurt in. Tributes, they always pour. Anyway, tributes have been rightly spurting in for Leonard Cohen, despite him being inadvertently responsible for that appalling Alexandra Burke X-Factor thing.
She broke your throne and she cut your hair.
Leonard Cohen, of course, performed an excellent cover of Alexander Burke's Hallelujah. But that version there is what got many people's goats at the time. On the line now, listening to me say the word goat, is Kurt. Good afternoon, Kurt.
It's Kirk with a K.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Is it the K? Sorry, is it a K at the end or the beginning?
Both.
Right, so on the line, Turk is on the line now, and you've heard me say the word goat there, and you have called him. You want to see, and let me make sure I've got this right, you are campaigning to see goats jailed. You want to see goats put in jail?
Yeah, I want them gotten rid of. They're a disgrace. They're evil.
What's what?
Well, let me finish.
Okay.
Let me give you a description.
Do you want to finish now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I finish now?
Yes.
Okay, well, shut up then. Backward curving horns, rectangular pupils, a beard, and an association with devil worshipping.
Yep.
Now, you will immediately say back to me, Craig Revel Horwood, but it also describes goats and they're evil. We should get rid of them. Lock them up.
Lock them up.
It's, yeah.
Okay, stay on the line for me.
Kirk.
Yes. And I want to bring in Nick on the other line. Good afternoon, Nick.
Hi, sorry, it's Nick with a K,
Nick,
actually.
Sorry. Nick, oh, sorry, Kick. Kick at the beginning or the end?
With both.
Kick. Right, so...
Nick with a K.
Nick with a K. Right, yes. Thanks for calling in, Nick with a K. You've just heard Kirk with a K there talking about goats. He wants to see them jailed. Now, I know that you've got the opposing point of view on this. Why should goats roam free?
Well, goats should roam free, and I feel like that's just a fact. I mean, no one has ever looked a goat in the eye and seen evil. People look goats in the eye,
yeah.
And they see warmth, and they see cheese, and they see all the other many, many things.
Many things.
That goats bring us. Many, many things.
Yes, they do. And, well, look...
Well, that's one of the problems, I think,
yeah.
Because goats are actually too sexy. There was a man in Uganda a couple of days ago who was nearly lynched for having sex with his neighbour's goat.
Right.
But he was actually powerless to resist. I mean, of course, you're in the media, John, so most of your friends probably like kids, but I think it's outrageous.
Yeah, well, look, let's talk about the jails, right? Because I'm interested in your thought that it's fair to say that Britain's jails are already full of goats, right? It's very... And you're saying put more of them in there. Now, goats are being taken in, flown in drones. You know, we've heard about all this. We've heard about those escaped prisoners from Pentonville only last week. What did they do to fool the guards? They put two goats in the bed and they left them there and the guards fell. You know, we've got too many goats in jails. You can't put, there's a limited space, Kirk with a K. You know, they're not going to jail. What are you going to do with them? Where are you going to... You want to get rid of goats, but you've got to offer a solution.
Well, you can shove them up dams. There's loads of them there anyway. I mean, I'd rather we got them off of the dams and put them into prison. But if we do need somewhere for them, shove them there.
Yeah, well, look, many people listening to this, right, would say, you know, putting goats in dams is just moving the problem somewhere else. It's moving the problem from where goats live to dams.
Okay.
It's just you're just moving the problem around. That's all you do. And also, by the way, someone's just texted in and just said, two people, actually, one person has just said, this is awful, which is fair.
Well, he's an idiot.
But someone else has said, listen to this guy. That's you, Kirk. Listen to this guy. He's bleating on about goats. And that's an irony because goats bleat.
Well, look, I mean...
Hang on. Both of you talk at once now.
Okay, well, but I was going to say... Is he talking over me?
Same time.
Okay.
Okay, sure. Well, I mean, I'm happy
to was about the goats are actually quite delicious, so if we did need to get rid of them, we could just eat them all into extinction like the Jabberwocky.
I know the goat cheese is one.
I'm just going to keep saying this guy's an idiot.
What do you make of this?
Well, I mean, I think it's an interesting addition to the conversation.
It's the first bit of sense we've heard all show.
You may have seen people describe musicians and actors and other people as G-O-A-T. And that a lot
no,
of
I've never heard
think,
of that.
Oh, well,
he's saying he's never heard
Twitter,
that. Nick with a K.
See,
Kirk with a K saying he's never heard that.
You will see people on Twitter, they will describe people like Frank Ocean as G-O-A-T. People
Who's
think
Frank Ocean?
people.
Is he the guy from the finance?
Means...
Is he the finance guy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Howard from Halifax.
That's him.
He also makes the juice, which is where that comes from. People think that GOAT means greatest of all time, but it's actually a popular misconception because people used to revere goats so much, and people still do. You've still got your, goat groups where people kind of get together to discuss goat news. But yes, people.
Yeah, but
GOAT.
You're saying that. You're saying that, Nick. But people are hearing you say that on the radio, and they're saying you're sick.
Hang on, Nick.
Kirk's saying you're sick. Say it again, Kirk.
You're sick.
See, he's saying you're sick.
Well, look, if me meeting up with my friends on a Saturday morning to discuss the latest goat news and this latest goat trends, then that if that makes us sick, then we are very, very ill.
Because you are a goat, which is also a term for a lecherous man or debauchee. So if we got rid of them, we'd also solve the problem of having to listen to Paul Ross.
Yeah, well, look, the point is that the goats, we know, we've talked about goats in jail, and that's fine. There are too many goats in jail. That's a given, right? But goats...
No, I'm saying there's not enough.
You say, I know you're saying there's not enough, but you're wrong. So but what about goat trafficking? There are people bringing goats over here, right? Putting them in fields, right? And they're British fields. They're our fields. They're British fields. They're foreign goats, and they traffic them over here. They put them in our fields. And I don't know how you feel about that, Kirk. Probably angry, I would suggest.
Yeah, I'm livid about it because they're really aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that noise? Shut up. If you look at these, like the comments they post on social media,
the goats.
Vitriol and bile.
Yeah
these goats. Yeah. And that's because they're from Scotland.
Yeah.
Look, that's just ridiculous. Goats, for all of their many, 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 many upsides, they
well,
don't
you've not
have
mentioned one
on,
so far.
So they cut. Look, they have many positive qualities, but they do
Name
not
one.
Have opposable thumbs, so they can't tweet.
The government have
so
promised.
I would bring that point to disrepute.
The government have promised 40,000 more goats by 2018. Just that's a figure.
And I think that's fantastic.
No, we should be shutting the borders. That's what Brexit is about.
Absolutely not.
Oh,
listen,
the government
is. This is going to run and run. I know as a debate, we're out of time. Really, can you sum up can you sum this up for me in one word, please? Nick with a K.
Bannister.
Thank you, and Kirk with also a K at the beginning and the end.
Filler.
Thank you. That's it. What do you think? Do you think we need goats? Do we still need goats in post-Brexit Britain when we've got lingerie and the Bristol stool chart? Get in touch and let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's goats. It's the big debate on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking. Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up every weekday afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination. Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk. UK.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, we've got a real deal on 3x2-inch sawn easy edge timber for only 99 pence per metre ex VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
So with southbound M3 is very heavy. This is because of a breakdown in the roadworks around Junction 3 for Bagshot. The northbound M1 still queuing after early problems just before Junction 19 for the M6 at Capthorpe. And just east of the M6, both sides of the A14 are looking very slow. Greater Manchester's clockwise M6 is queuing towards a breakdown between 16 for Pendlebury and 17 for Prestwich. And no change just north of Belfast for the A2 York Street. Both sides of that are closed around North Queen Street because of an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
Where is the new Audi Q2 most at home? Combining the style and presence of an SUV, the agility of a city car, and the practicality of a family car, it's at home everywhere. The new untaggable Audi Q2, launching this weekend. It's impossible to label, but it is possible to test drive. Visit your local Audi centre to find out more. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik.
Jerry, Jerry!
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. Live music on the way. We have dragged in a musician who will be forced at microphone point to play songs for us very shortly. It's what we do on a Friday because it's a Friday. And, you know, why the hell not, quite frankly. Now... you're not going to like this, Cornelius, I can tell you that.
No.
For naught, right? But I've got a sort of plan.
What's this?
Right. You know how everybody has been congratulating the president-elect of the United States of America? Oh. I don't know whether you're aware, Donald Trumpty Dumpty,
mm-hmm.
with his wall, mm-hmm. is now the president of the United States of America. Elect.
Well, we haven't called it officially at Talk Radio yet. We're still waiting.
And rightly so, because
yeah.
you've got to wait for the count.
Mm.
I think that's what he is. Might be a typo.
Yeah, the guy from Sesame Street.
Yeah. You're right, but Talk Radio hasn't called it yet. No, that's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to call it on Monday during Paul Ross's show.
Yeah, okay.
But everyone's been congratulating him, and I feel like today, you've seen the news today, this is happening right now, is that even Barack Obama has said, look, there are protests in America, call for calm. Let's be calm. Right, and let us just accept that he's the president and then deal with it afterwards. That's what Barack Obama has said, like, in the last hour, mm-hmm. okay, as we've been on air. And many people, celebrities included, are also saying, all right, we've just got to accept this. All those celebrities have got to move to Canada. No, they've now said, no, we were wrong about that because we just said that. So we don't really want to. So now they're saying we should accept what's going on. Stop the rioting in the streets. Okay, this is what. But I feel the same. I feel we should call Donald Trump and congratulate him, because yeah. world leaders have done so. And you know what do? You go down world leaders. You go down a list of world leaders, right? And then when you finish that, what's the next thing on the list? It's me, isn't it?
Yeah. It's Talk Radio presenters.
That's right. And so I think we should call Donald Trump and congratulate. So that's what I've decided I want to do.
When are we going to do this?
Right now, because Cass has. I asked her earlier. You know, I wasn't here for Victoria's News.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I popped out there and told Cass to find me the number for Donald Trump's campaign office.
Okay.
In America. Which I'm hoping, am I right, Cass, you're about to dial for me?
Yep, just about to press go.
Okay, so we're going to... Because I want to offer my congratulations to Donald Trump. And mm-hmm. I just thought, and I don't know whether or not we'll get through, because, you know, it's the radio, and, you know, nothing we ever do works. So, but I thought we'd give it a shot.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
Cass... Is it ready? Is it ringing? Is it ringing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fade it up, fade it up.
Good morning, Mr. Trump's office.
Hello. Hi. My name is John Holmes, calling from Talk Radio in the UK. I wonder, would it be possible to speak to Donald Trump, please?
Can you hold 1 second?
Yeah, sure. Search for the hero inside your head. Donald Trump's office. Excellent. Search for the secret you
hide. Search for the hero inside your head. Hello, sorry.
Oh, hello, hi.
Hi, Mr. Trump's actually not in the office right now.
Yeah, is he not? I mean, could we... I mean, look, it's kind of important. What I wanted to do... Where is he?
Actually sure at the moment.
You're not... I mean... Not allowed to tell me. But is he... Has he been busy? Is he busy?
Yeah, he is quite busy with all the news you've just had.
Yeah. But here's the thing, right? I just want... What I want to do is... by the way, what's your name? Hello? What's your name?
I'm Laura, but sir, maybe it's possible to send an email instead.
Yeah, that's what... You're fobbing me off there, aren't you? Because that's what they... You know, whenever you ring... not being impolite, but when you ring someone up and you ask to speak to someone and they go, he's busy.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of calls to this office. I think an email might be the best route.
Yeah, what's the email? No, I'm not going to email... All I want to do, if I'm brutally honest, is I wanted to just congratulate him. I know that many world leaders have called up, and I did... Look, I left it, right? Because, I mean, you've had a lot of calls from world leaders, because I read about that in the paper. And what,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what I wanted to do was just call him and congratulate him, but I've left it a couple of days, because I thought, you know, I didn't want to jump on anyone's, you know, bandwagon. I just wanted to congratulate him myself. Is that... Can I not... Could you put me through to him, please?
I'm so sorry. Maybe you can try Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not. No, I know he's on Twitter, but you know he's.
I'm really sorry.
How long? How long have you worked? Do you work for? Has he ever groped you?
Sir, I think the best route is to try and email at Twitter. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go.
Yeah, no. Well, could you just tell him that Talk Radio congratulates him?
Sure, we will. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Have a nice day.
Okay, fine. Bye.
Oh.
Your face during that. She was very nice, wasn't she?
Well, you can't ask that.
She was a bull. Well, no, it's a fair question to ask. She was lovely, wasn't she? Oh. Congratulations to Donald Trump then from Talk Radio.
That's a meeting after the show, isn't it?
Yep, we'll be called into an office. You watch. I'm not even sure you're allowed to do that, are you now? You're allowed to do that sort of thing on the radio after, you know, that thing that happened?
We'll say yes, okay, just in case any prudes are listening.
All right, fine. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Or if we get in trouble, I'm Paul Ross. In the next half an hour, we bring you live music and a man will be in a lift as he reads out the texters... The texters and the tweeters from those people. As the lift travels downwards through the building, he's called Con. It's a feature we call Condescending. All coming on Talk Radio in the next half an hour, Friday afternoon. I am John Holmes. Victoria at 3:30 has the news.
Talk Radio. Millions of people across the country have fallen silent to mark Armistice Day. Prince Harry led the tributes as he attended a service at the National Memorial Arboretum. Tonight, England and Scotland footballers will defy FIFA and wear poppies for their World Cup qualifier at Wembley. But veteran Bill Power, who was at today's commemorations in Staffordshire, is disappointed other home nations aren't following suit.
It means you're trying to remember those who have given it all for us and everything else. I think it's an utter shame that Wales and Northern Ireland have backed down. They should say, I'm sorry. It's our way of remembering our fallen, and it doesn't matter what you say or do to us.
A criminal investigation is underway after recent allegations by the Daily Telegraph into suspected corruption in football. Police say they're looking into a single suspected offence of bribery. Former England manager Sam Allardyce has been told he's not part of it. Boris Johnson has told European leaders the collective whingerama over the US election has to stop. The foreign secretary, who previously claimed Donald Trump was clearly out of his mind, now says they should embrace the Trump administration. Another victim of the Croydon tram crash has been named by police, 35-year-old Dorota Rinkiewicz, who was from Poland and lived in New Addington, worked as a manager at a food catering firm. And Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, actress and activist Mia Farrow, and activist Bianca Jagger have all quoted their favourite Leonard Cohen lyrics as tributes to the singer, songwriter and poet. His son says he died peacefully at the age of 82. The weather: wet and windy weather spreading to most areas overnight with severe gales over western Scotland. A little milder though, with lows of 5 degrees. Tomorrow's going to start off wet across central and eastern England, where it could remain overcast and damp throughout the day. Elsewhere will be mostly dry, highs of 14. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's okay.
Great. Now, what's going to happen now, Victoria? I bet you can't wait to know.
I'm so excited.
Cornelius is going to be live in a lift. That's what's going to happen. He's already gone out. He's already on the way. Next time we speak to him, he will be in the lift here at Talk Radio to read out the haters' texts and tweets as it travels downwards through the building in the feature we call Condescending.
Ooh.
Mm. Lots to choose from this week because everyone hates us. Right, so you're listening to Talk Radio. Chloe, despite a mouthful of biscuit, I can just... It's on your chin. You've got some on your chin there. That's it. We'll now press a button.
Sorry to keep you waiting, complicated business.
The week that shook the world.
We're going to build the wall, okay? Believe me.
We have lived through a remarkable 7 days. Against all the experts and commentators, Donald Trump is the president-elect of the United States.
That's why we have freedom of speech, folks, you know.
The week that shook the world. And we're reflecting it right here on Talk Radio, Sunday morning from 11, with me, Paul Ross, expert commentators, and yourselves. Get involved.
Trump is first.
It's a Talk Radio special with me, Paul Ross, Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
That's the way it goes.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, yes, good afternoon. Half an hour to go. Yasmin Khan will be with you for Friday Drive. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, joins us to tell us what's coming up on the show in a while. We'll also have live music in the studio. Polly is our musical guest today, and she'll be playing live for us and I'm no musical expert, but I'm fairly sure it's a guitar. So she'll be in doing that. But now, I think, well... The haters gonna hate. It is time for this week's edition of Condescending. A man called Con in a lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets. We don't ignore the texts and tweets that we get from the haters, like, or report them even. No, we embrace them and give them to Cornelius to read them out in the lift on a Friday. That's what we do. And he should be there now. Cornelius, can you hear me? Hello, Cornelius.
Yes, hello, John.
Hello.
Yes, here I am in the lift.
Yep.
And as always, I have changed the radio station that's currently playing.
Yep.
It was on Virgin Radio. This was a request from Matt B. And this is what I put it on.
Yep. Not such a quiet place. After all, was a freelance journalist, Mike Bivens.
That's nice. What is it?
Questions are the most powerful weapon we have.
It is, yes, it is the one. Radio Sputnik, the Russian news broadcast service. Right, and press the buttons,
yep.
And we will begin. Okay, Birdie says, it's not surprising someone as annoying and loathsome as @JohnHolmes1 is on Talk Radio when you can get someone like Trump in the White House, #2016 worst year ever.
Great.
My wife accidentally left the radio on after Julia Hartley Brewer's show. I came home to find my dog's headbutting the wall to make the pain stop. I'm going to send John Holmes the vet bill. Thanks, Matt. Lad45. Now Talk Radio has been bought out. Surely they can afford some real talent between 1 and 4. Sick of hearing a studio full of people that can't actually talk, which was an anonymous text. Matt B shared this on Twitter last night when he was listening to the Talk Radio app. on his phone, error message came up saying, raise volume above recommended level. Listening at high volume for long periods may damage your hearing. So that's one from a phone there. Hello. Oh, hey, James. How are you?
Afternoon. How are we?
This is James. He produces on TalkSport. House Sport.
We like House Sport, don't we?
Yeah, cool. We're live, by the way. Can you just read out this text that we got into the show?
Why is it only the talented great people have died in 2016 and John Holmes is still alive? Can't we swap him?
Thank you, Nick, for that. It's disappointing that John Holmes has a show because he is a massive racist, says Jasmine in London. I'm sad that John Holmes hasn't written any great pieces in the Mail on Sunday. I enjoyed his last rant. It's coming from Nigel. When will the two mics replace that smug, repellent little man at John Holmes 1? Thank you, crumpled nuts on Twitter. Spotted.
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 John out and about in Southwark. Would love to know where he got his tan slacks from. I need a new Halloween costume for next year. And this one, finally, from at Figgerman, who says, I thought I would give John Holmes a try after a friend recommended him. We aren't friends anymore. Back to you in the studio, John.
Thank you very much, Cornelius, there, reading out the text. Oh, the haters gonna hate. Yeah, that's it. The texts and the tweets from the haters. If you hate the show, get in touch. By all means, you can use this 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with loads of hate because I love it.
Yeah, right. Or you can hate me personally at JohnHolmes1, also on Twitter. Next comes live music on the programme as we welcome in Polly today, who comes with a six string on her back. Guitar.
No,
he's trying to make it a bit rock and roll.
No, you made it sound weird.
Okay, fine. You listen to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Did you know that with Jet2.com you can fly to 58 destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek Islands? And the best bit is, you could fly to one of them for free. That's because this week we're giving away 20,000 return flights in our Name That Destination quiz. That's one every 15 seconds. Visit Jet2.com to enter now. Good luck. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Subject to availability and normal conditions.
Now at TradePoint, the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with two lithium-ion batteries, only £79. Offer ends 23rd of December. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Hello, Darren. You here again?
Yeah. Pump 7, please. And these.
Must have been a long drive. You were only in here yesterday.
Yeah. I had to go to the other side of the country.
I'm back again in just one day. Well, it's nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and these are for you.
Cheese and onion, my favourite.
We don't mind why you come to Esso. We're just happy that you do. That's why at Esso you earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up with us. Participating Esso service stations only. Terms and conditions apply. For details, visit esso.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Surrey southbound M3 is very heavy. This is because of a breakdown in the roadworks around Junction 3 for Bagshot. The northbound M1 still queuing after early problems just before Junction 19 for the M6 at Capthorpe. And just east of the M6, both sides of the A14 are looking very slow. Greater Manchester's clockwise M6 is queuing towards a breakdown between 16 for Pendlebury and 17 for Prestwich. And no change just north of Belfast for the A2 York Street. Both sides of that are closed around North Queen Street because of an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
Where is the new Audi Q2 most at home? Combining the style and presence of an SUV, the agility of a city car, and the practicality of a family car, it's at home, everywhere. The new untaggable Audi Q2, launching this weekend. It's impossible to label, but it is possible to test drive. Visit your local Audi center to find out more. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do the hustle. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. Like what that bit of production just said, in 20 minutes' time, Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan will be here with Friday Drive. But ahead of that, as ever, we bring you live music. It's what we do on a Friday. We drag somebody in, a performer, a musician, a singer and a songwriter, in from quite literally out there. Make the window. Make a noise. Out there. And we bring them in here, and at microphone point, we force them to perform. Hello, Polly.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Polly what?
Polly Money.
Polly what?
Money like cash.
Polly Money?
Yeah.
Is that actually your name?
Yep. That's actually my name. Born with it.
I've never met a money before.
No, I haven't either, from my family.
That's, I mean... Now, you know, yeah. I mean, obviously, but you know, traditionally, like as names go back in history,
yeah.
It's often named after jobs, isn't it? It's named after like a blacksmith.
Okay,
is a job, but people are called blacksmith. That's how surnames sort of began. It was your trade. Carpenter, for instance, is another. But you literally then were just rich from the get go.
I mean,
you were just literally born into money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I have none, but you know.
No. Well,
one day.
That's going to change after the... I'll be honest with you, Polly, this is the 32nd most listened to radio station nationally out of a possible 39. So imagine the platform you're about to perform on. So, yeah. Polly Money. That's not going to fail to make me laugh every time I say it.
Yeah.
Polly Money. Where do you perform? I know you're armed with guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So, background, and so forth.
Well, I'm from Cornwall, so I started gigging a lot down there.
Yep.
And then moved up here when I was about 16.
Oh, you're one of the Cornwall monies.
Yeah, one of the Cornwall, exactly. One of them.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I've been I just gig around London, and I've done a few shows around the UK, and it's just, but it's mostly in London at the moment.
Yeah.
Just because of where I'm based. So.
Yeah. So, whereabouts in Cornwall?
Do you know Falmouth?
I do know Falmouth.
Yeah,
very,
my home.
Very nice too. So look, it's we'll chat more, but
yeah,
obviously
sure.
we need to hear your work.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're gonna do first?
Do you know, I'll do a song of mine called "Smoke in My Eyes," if that's okay.
Smoke in your eyes.
It's making my eyes.
Yeah, your eyes.
Sense an atmosphere. I was suspicious, he ignored it. All signs of trust had disappeared. How did we get like this? Paranoia hit my head. What if I'm overreacting? With any doubts inside me fled. When our eyes saw cigarettes, it looks like he got through quite a few, but the color don't suit you. Smoke in my eyes, you have me blind. Or was it just enough for your cover-up? But the lipstick stain gave it away. I had smoke in my eyes, you had me blind. Thought I was the only one, but I was just another one breathing in your lies. The smell of perfume on his shirt, and still he won't admit it. His courage covered by the dirt, he just laid down. Maybe I'm the one to blame, yeah. I should have seen it coming when I was just a player in his shame. Game
I gave it away. It looks like it got through quite a few, but that color, it don't suit you. Smoke in my eyes, you have me blind. Or was it just enough for your cover up? But the lipstick stain gave it away. Smoke in my eyes, you have me blind. Thought I was the only one, but I was just another one breathing in your lies.
Don't say we don't spoil you on a Friday. Live music in the studio. That is Polly Money. Still laughing at that. Excellent stuff. So do you write? I mean, you write your own material, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
Where would we find you?
You can find me. Best place is pollymoney.com.
Yeah.
And then from there, you got my Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything.
When you registered pollymoney.com and Twitter.
Yeah.
There's no other Polly Moneys, are
there? There are no others,
so,
no.
Literally, you could... I mean, I had to go for John Holmes 1 on Twitter.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. There's another John Holmes. He's a porn star. He's dead. But I figured he got it. But it's... how long... So you've been doing this for how long?
So for about... I mean, probably for about 5 years when I moved up here. So I'm 21 now. But I've been writing since I was about 10 and instruments sort of all my life.
Yeah. Like, so did you come from a musical family or is it...
Do you know, I grew up around music. Like, my parents absolutely love music and play a lot, but not necessarily play themselves. But they're very creative just in...
Do they encourage you?
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
It's interesting because every Friday when we do this, we get people, musicians in, and it's I think what's interesting is their backstories and how they came to it.
Sure.
And sometimes it's... you know, we've had one guy came in, it was a homeless guy, and he was ex-army, and he went through sort of very tough time, very depressed. Yeah. But he sort of found his salvation through music, so that's what he does. And it's kind of interesting, to find out the background of how people get into it. Mm-hmm. So, and certainly so young. I mean, that's another question is is it a natural gift in terms of, or do you have to work at it? I mean, how, or do you sort of find it? You go, yep, I've got that. It's easy.
I think it's a mixture of both. You know, like I very much fell into music. It wasn't something that, you know, I thought it'd be my career, but I loved it so much. But you have to practice, you know, or I think to get better.
Is that 10,000 hour rule?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like gigging and writing, and the more you do, the better you get, you know.
Yeah.
Even if you've got a natural ability, natural talent.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to work at it, for sure.
So, I mean, look, the dizzy heights you are now is on talk radio, as I said. I mean, it gets no better.
That's cool to be here, man. I appreciate it, haven't I?
What are we going to play next?
I think, you want to cover, don't you?
Well, we sort of do, yeah. Not that I don't love your work.
No worries.
Could you do what we know now? That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's just that's how we do it.
No, that's cool. I'm going to do Pretty Young Thing by Michael Jackson.
Oh, cool. All right. Fine.
Is that all right?
Here we go then.
I said, where did you come from, baby? And won't you take me there right away? Won't you, baby? Tenderoni, you got to be. Spark my nature, sugar, fly with me.
don't you know? Now is the perfect time, and we can make it right. Hit those city lights, and tonight is that love and pain. Let me take it to the max. 'Cause I wanna love you, pretty young thing. You need some love, 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 and tender loving care, and I'll take you there. I'll take you there, yeah, anywhere you wanna go. 'Cause I wanna love you, pretty young thing. You need some love, 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 and tender loving care, and I'll take you there. I'll take you there, yeah, anywhere you wanna go. And I know nothing can stop this burning desire to be with you. Gotta get to you, baby. Won't you come? It's an emergency. Cool my fire, and honey, come set me free. Now don't you know? Now is the perfect time, and we can make it right. Hit those city lights, and tonight, hit that loving spot. I'm gonna give, gonna give, gonna give you all that I got. That I got, 'cause and I wanna love you, pretty young thing. You need some love, 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 and tender loving care, and I'll take you there. I'll take you there, yeah, anywhere you wanna go. 'Cause I wanna love you, pretty young thing. You need some love and tender loving care, I'll take you there. Yeah, I'll take you there. I'll take you there or anywhere. I wanna love you, pretty young thing. I wanna take you there. I wanna love you, pretty young thing. I wanna take you there. I wanna love you, pretty young thing. I wanna take you there. I wanna love you, pretty young thing. Some love, 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 and tender loving care, and I'll take you there or anywhere. 'Cause I wanna love you, pretty young thing. You did some love and tender loving care. I'll take you there, I'll take you there, I'll take you there or anywhere that you wanna go.
Superb stuff there. Very good. Is that one that you do regularly?
It is, yes. It's because I don't do a huge amount of covers usually, but I love Michael Jackson.
That's an interesting one to do, though. I mean, we're saying people come in and they do cover versions of things. But that's a kind of weird choice, in a way, of a Michael Jackson song. If you're going to cover a Michael Jackson song, you wouldn't go for that necessarily.
Yeah, for sure.
Why that song?
I've always loved the original, and I was touring with a blues artist who's now sort of not as blues as he was, called Dan Owen. And
what colour is he now?
Yeah, that's a good one. Green. No,
Dan Owen.
That was sarcastic, by the way.
Yeah.
She's a good one. Yeah.
you invite her on your radio
move
show.
Move on, John. I mean, you're rubbish.
And we were playing quite a few blues tunes on the tour, and I just wanted to sort of slow PYT down a bit, and with his voice as well, we kind of chilled it out and made it a bit bluesy.
I like it.
Thanks a lot.
So look, where because you perform live a lot, so you've got some live gigs coming up. You can by all means promote them.
Okay, sweet. Well, I'm actually at one of my favourite venues called Spiritual Bar in Camden tonight. And then I'm not sure of any more London gigs booked, but check my Facebook and...
But hey, well, look, we're national, so, you know, anywhere you like.
Oh, yeah?
You know, yeah.
What else have I got? Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Name, you know, all cities will now be clamouring for you, Polly.
Oh, gosh, I've got the worst memory in the world.
Doesn't matter, we can find it on your website.
Find it on my website.
Pollymoney.com.
Best thing to do.
Let's go. I have, by the way, a tweet for you that's just come in here. This is from Robbie Norton, who's got in touch with the show, and it says this: wow, Polly Money, she's better than Cheryl Cole. That's Robbie in East London. I mean, there's no higher praise.
Yeah. I mean, amazing.
Have you ever punched a toilet attendant in the face?
Not yet.
Okay, it's still time.
Not yet, there is
still time. Honestly, look, fantastic to have you. Thank you so much for coming, Polly. Polly Money there, pollymoney.com if you want to, and I believe the presenter way to say this is check her out. Musically, if I realised I was saying it right that it sounded weird. I apologise, Polly. I didn't mean like check you out. It just went a bit weird. I didn't mean it to.
It's Friday, isn't it? It can go weird.
Yeah, it's fine. Awkward now. Really awkward. Anyway, musically speaking, Polly can be checked out at pollymoney.com. Thank you very much again for coming in. Yasmin coming in?
1 minute's time.
All right, let's just sit.
So, wait. We've had a request in, apparently.
Have we?
Some request.
I know. I'm just going to sit and wait for Yasmin then.
Okay.
Apparently she's going to take a minute, so we might as well just wait for her.
Hi!
There she is. That wasn't even her. That wasn't a minute, was it?
Hi Yasmin.
Hi.
It's Yasmin, Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi Yasmin.
She's doing the Drive Time Show. You're the Drive Time Show all week, Yasmin, has come from the United States of the Americas.
Yeah, well.
You.
Now it's going to come from Southwark. Southwark.
The United States.
Because let's face it, I probably will never be able to go to the States again. So,
let me just respond to Cass. Just said something in my ear,
what?
Right? Because you said Southwark, right? And I started doing Dallas. You went, that's Dallas. Yeah, South Fork, Cass. South Fork. Dallas, isn't it?
Can you say that on the radio?
Yeah. No, South Fork. It's Dallas. It's like Dallas. Just shut up. Sorry, Yasmin. She's shouting my ear. She's shouting, shut up in my ear.
As opposed to your face.
Yeah, she normally does. Yeah.
She'll
probably just come in and shout it in my face in a minute. I'm fine, actually. How are you feeling then after I'm not allowed into America anymore and will be shot by Trump stormtroopers on sight because you're brown?
Slightly afraid, I have to be honest.
It's a weird week, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. I've gone through kind of every emotion. All of the bad ones, put it that way.
Yeah.
All of the bad ones.
All of them.
Yeah.
So what have you got coming up? Are you discussing any of it by any chance?
Yes.
Really?
Funnily enough.
You surprised me.
Yes. I think already people will probably have it. I mean, it's been momentous and people will have had a skimful going, okay, can we talk about something else? We are going to talk about lots of other things. They have had protests overnight. The ones in Portland turned violent. And we want to get a sense of, well, hang on, is it going to be like Brecht, to use his phrase, Brexit plus plus, in terms of the reaction that they've had? Is it in other states? What's the general mood? Because some of the stuff on that's being posted on social media of graffiti, and it's hateful, it's horrible.
Yes, I've seen a lot of that. So this is people who, as you said, post-Brexit was similar. It's people who just used it as an excuse to go, racists, right. You know, and they've done all this stuff in the name of Trump, haven't they?
Yeah, they're tagging it Trump Day One and putting things like... let's make America white again.
That's right. And I've seen, people just going, go home, N-word, scrawled on people's cars.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is... And it's that same thing as that post-Brexit thing. So will it die out? I mean...
Well, this is what we're hoping to find out. We've got some voices from over there and we're going to be talking to them about... And it's hard when someone says, can you sense the mood for us? But I think it's a lot easier to do when you're kind of there and in the moment and seeing what's going on around. I wonder whether it's going to be the politicians that appeal for calm or it's just a knee-jerk reaction.
Barack Obama's already started to, hasn't he? He's come out and said, we just have to accept this and kind of move on and deal with it.
And Trump's had to change. Well, he's changed his tweets.
He's gone a little bit more moderate, hasn't he?
Tiny bit.
Tiny, tiny bit.
That's not difficult, given his low base. Let's just say that.
Well, mate.
Do you know, I'm just glad. I mean, I got to see New York. I went to LA this year.
Forget it. You're never going there again.
Never going there again. We're also going to look at what kind of First Lady Melania will be, because she's quite an interesting character. And quite, what difference is she going to bring to the White House? And learning a bit more about the role of what First Lady does.
Yeah.
We're also talking about remembrance. Has it become a thing just for older veterans and veterans of the World Wars? And actually, what does it mean to younger generations, veterans or otherwise?
That is actually very interesting. Mm. I was thinking that today because I got a couple of messages from people who were saying that they were in a supermarket and the supermarket at 11 o'clock stopped.
Yeah.
And I thought that was actually really interesting. And that doesn't so much happen. Now, you know, that was a surprise to me, but I was on a train at 11 o'clock and no one took any notice of it at all.
I was in a cafe, same thing.
So it is interesting. So anyway, good.
All of that. And also, I've got to say, the cast of the new Trainspotting Live are coming in, which is Trainspotting, but done in the vaults at Waterloo in London. It's live, it's immersive theatre. I do not want to think about how they do the toilet scene.
Yeah, I'm afraid you say they're coming in live, but when it comes to it, there'll be a replacement service.
Oh, we'll see what he did there. Thanks, John Holmes.
We'll see you on Monday, sarcastic witch. We'll see you on Monday.
Love it.
Between...
He really does.
1 and 4.
Just loves it so much.
Shut your face. Well, Yasmin Khan in next. This is Talk Radio. I'm John.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.